emerge triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you to another edition of the News Hour, coming to you today live and direct from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. On this day, the 16th of September in the year of our Lord 2013, if you are in London, if you are in Biafra land, if you are in the Western Hemisphere, the date you should have is the 15th, because we are a couple of hours ahead of you. We've gone into Monday morning, whereas for some of you, it is after 7 p.m. still on Sunday for you, because the world is spinning all the time. It is revolving around its orbit, and there are time differences within or amongst countries. We see the sunlight first because we are in the east before it travels to the west. That this is Radio Biafra, and this is your radio station. I am Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are on this planet Earth, we are welcoming you. As always, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some of you, especially those in this part of the world, those who do not sleep, who wake up in order for them to listen to Radio Biafra. We acknowledge the meeting today held in the Philippines. We know there are meetings happening all over the place, including South Africa as well. We know those in Benin Republic are holding their meetings, and also those in Senegal. Wherever you are, We are welcoming you that this is your radio station. We must also remember those in Plateau State, in the Zoological Republic, that held their meeting for them to try and chat a way to go back home. That this is your radio station. We come to you via www.radiobiafra.co. If you're having difficulties there, please go to peopleofbiafra.org. All the information can be found on Radio Biafra Facebook page. It is also on the website itself. That is why we say please invite yourself and your friends and your family to our Facebook group. It is important. There you will find the telephone number to contact us, which is +601 136 544 467. I repeat, +601 136 544 467. That is the number for Malaysia. That is the studio number of Radio Biafra here in Malaysia. Once again, we are welcoming you. We are saying that this is your radio station, and the only reason why it was brought into existence is to ensure the restoration of the sovereignty of Biafra. That is why we are here. We are not going to hold meetings with anybody from Hausa Fulani land. We are not going to hold any meetings with Yoruba people. We are not going to invite murderers to come into our land. We are not going to defile the throne at Nri by bringing people who are complicit in the murder of our people in the northern part of the Zoological Republic into our homes. We would not allow that to happen. And on that premise, we boldly declare that this radio station is incorruptible. That Radio Biafra cannot, will never, and is impossible to corrupt. It can never happen as long as we live. It will never, ever, ever happen. We are not those that use Biafra to enrich themselves, that have guns to offer 21-gun salute to a murderer, but they cannot use the same bullets to go and defend their people in the north. Isn't it ironic? The same people who are killing you are coming and you're giving them state-of-the-art welcome. You are giving them a head of state welcome, whereas they are the ones killing your people. How the mighty has fallen. But this is your radio station, even in the midst of hopelessness, even in the midst of apathy, even in the midst of every cynicism, we are marching on relentlessly to go and get Biafra. Because the thing that will ensure the survival or the arrival of Biafra is truth, Ezioku. And that is what we must speak on this radio station, even if it will cost us our lives. They must know that we are without fear in the presence of our enemies. Because we are here to do God's work. And this radio station, broadcasting this morning from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, is here to fulfill the task that brave men and women started in 1967, but wasn't quite accomplished. We are here to make sure that Biafra comes. Anything that stands on our way will be crushed. Regardless of the number of enemies we have, God knows in heaven that will triumph over them. If they give us the option to separate Biafra from the Zoological Republic by force, there will be no more Nigeria. It will be burnt to the ground. Nigeria will no longer exist. Somalia will be better than Nigeria. We ask them not to tempt our resolve. We ask them not to try to make us to choose the path of violence. Pick on a piece of paper and pin it on a wall, that when it comes to pass, they may use it as a point of reference. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. That this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We have our brothers in the studio as usual. After all, this is Malaysia. They respond. If you mention Biafra in this country, our people will rise up and meet the challenge. We have our dear sister Chidera Kabo, who is with us, joined us from Johnson City in Tennessee to give us the news. Chidera, you will start by acknowledging the presence of the wonderful people of Biafra in every country all around the world. Listen to Radio Biafra now, please.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. As usual, good morning to those of you in Malaysia and other Asian countries. Good afternoon, good night to some of you, wherever you are on the planet. I'm welcoming you to today's edition of the broadcast from here, Tennessee, United States. Please stay tuned.
Thank you very, very much. And in the studio, we have our people here. Our coordinator of coordinators is here, who controls all the coordinators all over the world, wherever you may be, regardless of the country you are in. You are answerable to Malaysia. And also our coordinator himself, who is also in Malaysia, is here with us today. You will, one after the other, please acknowledge your presence to our listeners, our very esteemed listeners who are all over the world, please.
Hello, wonderful dear friends and listeners. My name is Ikechi Kwenyago. I'm here with our director tonight. You are once again welcome.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. My name is Ugu Lawrence Chukwuma. I welcome you to today's edition.
Thank you very, very much.
Good evening, good afternoon, and good night to all. Once again, is Obila Anthony from Umuzeziachi in Onu Local Government Area, Imo State. I'm happy to be in this radio station of the incorruptible of the sovereign state of Biafra here in Malaysia. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Of course, we are incorruptible. Incorruptible, that's how people will remember Radio Biafra. Nobody will even dare to challenge our devotion to this struggle, our honesty and our dedication, because we say it all the time and we must repeat this mantra that it is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. If that is the option that the zoo gives to us, that we must fight for it, we must die for it, we will take everybody with us. We are not afraid of death, but they are, because of what they have stolen. We will not only hunt them down, we will hunt their children and their children's children. They can never leave to enjoy the proceeds gotten by denying other people access to decent existence and access to life. That will not happen. That is why we have Radio Biafra. Chidera, you will give us the news headlines and accompanying news roundup, please, that we may proceed and go to our people to take their views. Please, go ahead.
The news headlines. We are reporting today that in Nigeria, hunger forces Boko Haram to kill 3 people and demand 1 million naira from traders. Toko versus Baraji court hears case on September 20. Falana vows to sue Lagos government over illegal repatriation. Nigerians deserve good leadership. Now the news in full. Following the dislodgement of Boko Haram camps in some parts of Borno State by troops which had forced many of the terrorists to scavenge for food from villagers, the terrorists have resorted to armed robbery, thereby robbing innocent civilians and killing 3 passengers after collecting unspecified amounts of cash and food items from their victims along Bama Banki Road. This is even as intelligence information available to the newly established headquarters of 7th Division Nigerian Army Maiduguri indicated that the terrorists have written threat letters to Dikwa market traders demanding 1 million naira to enable them purchase food items and other logistical requirements or be ready to face deadly attacks. These were contained in a press statement emailed to journalists yesterday by the acting spokesman of the 7th Division Nigerian Army, Lieutenant Colonel Sage Musa, in Maiduguri, the state capital. Sage, in the statement, said at about 11:35 hours on 13 September 2013, some troops of Banki Forward Operating Base, BFOB, on a mission of 202 Battalion Bama on their way back to Banki, a border town with Cameroon Republic, encountered some Boko Haram terrorists along Bama Banki Road carrying out armed robbery activities on innocent traders and travelers. The Abuja Division of the Federal High Court yesterday slated September 20 to commence hearing on the suit filed before it by the Bamanga Toko-led faction of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, seeking to declare activities of the new PDP illegal. Justice Elvis Chipu, who presided over the case on Friday, said he would hear both the substantive suit and preliminary objection filed against it by the respondents, led by the factional chairman of the party, Alhaji Kawu Baraje, on the same day. Other respondents, who yesterday urged the courts to dismiss the suit as lacking in merit, included former Vice President Atiku Abubakar, National Secretary of the Splinter Group, Prince Olagunsoye Oyinlola, and Baraje's deputy, Dr. Sam Jaja. It was the contention of the respondents that the suit not only lacked competence, but constitutes a domestic affair of a political party. Lagos lawyer Femi Falana, SAN, on Friday disclosed that he was set to sue the Lagos state government for illegal repatriation of Nigerians. He said it was unfortunate that the state governor, Babatunde Fashola, gave such directives. The legal luminary, who spoke at the 80th birthday celebration of elder statesman and eminent jurist, Dr. Tunji Braithwaite, insisted that there was no constitutional backup for the action of the Fashola-led government. Falana further expressed sadness over the high rate of illiterate children in Nigeria. He chided the ruling class for being irresponsible and seemed not to know what to do with the nation's treasury as entrusted to them by the electorate. The Human Rights Crusader described kidnapping as the most lucrative business ever in the country, adding that when you lose monopoly of violence to criminals, then there is trouble. He advised President Goodluck Jonathan to take the menace of corruption ravaging the country more seriously so that the masses can feel the gains and impact of a democratic rule. Comrade Peter Patterson, former national president of the National Union of Petroleum and Natural Gas Workers, NUPENG, and member of the House of Representatives representing Akoko Edo Federal Constituency, spoke on an interview. He says, "I know the implication of these endless strikes on students and school program. It is very disheartening that up till now, Academic Staff Union of Universities, ASU, is still on strike. Unfortunately, I am not in a position to apportion blame to ASU because I am aware that agreement was negotiated between ASU and government. So it is irresponsible of anybody to enter into agreement and then renege. It is totally unacceptable and that is the issue. However, in demanding the implementation of an agreement, we must also be conscious of the consequences it has on the students that are in school. Students who are proposing to go to school, the parents that are also financing them, and on the whole, the implication it has on our economy. The consequences are quite monumental, and we must be conscious of this. I expect a conciliatory spirit addressing the issue. I expect win-win, and at some point, we must give to enable the system move forward. Both parties must be willing to make sacrifices. Sticking to the gun on the issue will not help us. It is unfortunate that a party has gone into an agreement and today they say that they don't have the resources to fund it. Okonjo-Iweala is known for coming up with blackmail about inadequacy of funds, but yet the entire revenue gates in the country are performing above estimation. Customs, oil and gas industries, immigration, they are all doing well beyond what was anticipated, yet Okonjo-Iweala keeps deceiving Nigerians and the whole world that Nigeria does not have money. What are they doing with all our money?" That's the news of today, 15th September 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much, Chidera. Thank you very much for the news you have given to us today. If you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct from Kuala Lumpur, here in Malaysia. It's the Malaysian capital, a very beautiful city. We've been out and about to go and look at what they have to offer in terms of their architecture, in terms of how they built this place from palm oil, in terms of what they learned from Dr. Michael Obara. The foundational base of this economic miracle was built on the knowledge they garnered when they came to Igbo land. That is where Mahathir Mohamed came and picked up the knowledge with which he built what is quite a remarkable economy here in Malaysia. The same thing that Dr. Michael Obara was doing before their reign was unceremoniously brought to an end. On this day, we are adding to what Chidera reported. We've picked two things from what she said. In fact, one, to be very precise, Femi Falana, who is the senior advocate in Nigeria, of course, he's a Yoruba man. They write about Yoruba people. That is what they do when they speak. It is written about. He is saying, a Yoruba man is saying he's going to take Lagos state government to court for what he called the repatriation of Igbo people. Repatriation. Even Yorubas are acknowledging that other Yoruba people are deporting Igbos from their areas of residence in Nigeria back to Biafra land. In other words, they are saying that we are not required, we are surplus to requirement, we are not needed, we ought to go home. people are still suggesting that we should be in the same country with such people. Imagine somebody in one part of the United States, like, say, for instance, California, deporting people back to New York, or somebody in Washington, D.C., being deported to Virginia. What do you think will happen to the governor of that very state? But because Nigeria is a zoo, anything obtains. People can do as they please. People still have the temerity to ask us, why are you looking for Biafra? As if they don't have the brain to receive the news we give them every blessed day. This is what Femi Falana said. Femi Falana is a Yoruba man. He's a senior advocate of Nigeria. He is saying that what his people did are wrong, to deport Igbo people back to Onitsha. You are being deported from your own country. We are being chased all over the world like rabbits from one place to the other. Even Britain is advertising for us to go home in huge billboards. As anybody will tell you who lives in England, for the very first time in living memory, you had police people and immigration people boarding buses, tubes, by tube we mean underground trains, and surface train, looking for those without papers. Who are the people that travel out most from Africa? Which country claims to be the most populous? Which one do people travel out from most? And who are the people making this travel? Without exception, Biafran people. And it is from their land that the wealth that sustains the oligarchy from Hausa Fulani is coming from. That is what we are telling you, that if you are looking, if you cannot take one thing away from our broadcast today, it is that the reason why, every day we'll give you a reason from now onwards. On this very day, it is the 16th of September here in the Far East. It is still the 15th in London, 15th in Owerri, in Okigwe, because of the difference in time zone. Because as we said, the earth spins all the time. So you have different times in different places. If they ask you today, why do you need Biafra? Calmly and quietly tell the person, because I am being deported from a place that they forced me to belong to. From a place they claim is my country, I am being deported. The trying to draw meaning from what Fashola did is to remind all of you in Lagos, and even some of us who are, or in fact all of us who are abroad, you come from somewhere. The same way that God used Hitler, or Satan used him, to slaughter the Jews and return them back to where they came from, is something that God brought out Fashola to do the work, to finish the work that Awolowo started. People forget it was Awolowo that starved us to death, killed over 1 million children, a Yoruba man again. Killed over 1 million children. Now, Fashola is continuing from where Awolowo stopped. And they want to bury us completely by dragging us to APC. That is what they have done. They have conquered the whole of the north. They have conquered the west. They are weak anyway. These are cowards. Anybody can conquer them. Even if cockroaches were to invade Nigeria today, the first people they will conquer are the Yoruba people. Because they are weak. They can't fight. They are men without honor. That is why they gossip about women they have slept with. These are the people we are in the same country together with. Tell anybody asking you, why do you want Biafra? Tell them it's because they are deporting me back from places they claim is my country, back to my village. They are telling me I don't belong here. That I belong somewhere else. That place is called Biafra. And that is where we are going. And God knows what calamity will befall that zoo. People say, oh, why? What a man does is in his mind. We said, no. Because what we believe in is the Igbo adage that says, "Honor them mark ajubuche mmanu okpukpunogu tupu arawaya." Those who grew up in the village, as I did, will understand what I'm talking about. We are presenting the evidence before the international community against this very diseased creation, this blood-sucking creation called Nigeria, a contraption put together by Frederick Lugard and not God himself. Because every child can trace the origin of the zoo. But nobody can tell us today who created the Greeks, who created the Romans, who created the Biafrans, who created the Arewas and the Oduduwa people. Only God can create nations. Only God can make things of that magnitude happen, because he is God the creator. Because even Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning God created, which ascribes the sole purpose of creation to God himself and not to man. That is why every man-made country, every man-made empire has crumbled. Every day we bring you news, and some people, it goes in through one ear and goes, of course, these are people fathered by Hausa, Fulani and Yoruba men. Of course, they have Igbo names. Some are Nkiruka. Some are Obinna. You look at them, they sound Igbo, they appear Igbo to you, but in their blood, in their DNA, they are Hausa Fulani people. They don't understand the need for us to be free. They don't appreciate what freedom is all about. That is why they go on the way they do. If they like, they can join the enemies. We shall crush them. There is kidnapping happening in that very zoo. In case we have forgotten, the kidnapped Archbishop Kati, Archbishop Kati has regained his freedom. He is the Dean of the Church of Nigerian Anglican Communion and Archbishop of the Province of Niger Delta, the Most Reverend Ignatius Kati, kidnapped an Archbishop. As Falana was saying, it is the most lucrative business, because the country taught people how to kidnap. The politicians, the military rulers taught everybody how to kidnap. They have been kidnapping the country for a very long time. So everybody looked at them and said, you people are criminals, so why stop us from doing the same thing you've been doing? You do yours under the cover of guns and the law, with mobile police, with the army. We have no mobile police, we have no army. Is there any kidnapping worse than you're driving on the road and the police stops you and takes you away to the barracks when you've done nothing and you pay money to release yourself? Is that not kidnapping? When you have your roadblocks collecting money from people, extorting money from people, killing people that refuse to give policemen money, is that not kidnapping? And you wonder why you have such rogues in the police service. Because every money, people don't know this. We'll tell you how Nigeria functions. Go and find out. Every money collected from every checkpoint starts a very illicit trail all the way to the Inspector General of Police, and from there to the President of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Even Jonathan has a hand in the money that comes from checkpoints. If you like, go and check it. Everything we tell you here on Radio Biafra is factual. Go and check. The money is collected at the checkpoint after people must have been kidnapped by the state. Since they are complaining about kidnapping, the state of Nigeria itself started kidnapping. Anybody who drives any half-decent car will tell you. They stop you at the checkpoint. They say, oh, park, park, park very well. They take you to their station. They detain you. They delay you. Kidnap you, more or less. And they ask for their ransom. Their ransom is settlement. Settle us before you go. Is that not kidnapping? That is what they do in the zoo. And people have learned. If the government can do this and go abroad and buy houses, even here in Malaysia, they are buying houses here. People that claim they love their country, we want one Nigeria, they are buying houses abroad, buying businesses abroad, and bringing their children abroad. We know where all your children are. We have a list on all of them. We will hunt them down. We will hunt you down first, and then we will go after your children. None of you will enjoy these illicit proceeds you have gotten from the suffering of the people. You can't enjoy it. God knows. You will come after us and we'll come after you. And then we'll see darkness and light, which one will prevail. We are the children of the light. We have done nothing wrong. All we want is for equitable existence for every citizen of Biafra, that they may live in peace and harmony, under freedom, before God. We are men and women are equal before God. That is the type of country we want to build. The same thing the US did. The same thing that the revolution in Britain ushered, the English Revolution. The same way that it ushered in freedom for the common people, that is what we are trying to do. So we are telling Britain, we tell United States, we tell everybody who cares to listen, even the Russians. They had the Bolshevik Revolution. The same thing you did in your country to make your country better is what we are trying to do. Or are you asking us not to be as good a country as yours? Or you enjoy our pain and our suffering? Because that goes contrary to the foreign policy of each and every major nation. They want Africa to be free, to be developed. We are giving you the template for that development, that we must be free. That is number one. The boundaries that was drawn for us is artificial. It is stifling us. It is killing us. And we must extricate ourselves from it. On this day, we are reporting, even so, that the jamboree that happened at Owasurike's place. We must continue on this news. We can't let it go. We cannot let it go. We cannot let it go. They are threatening us as usual to kidnap, to kill, to maim. We know Nigeria has given them guns, but this time around, we are prepared for them. We are receiving messages, threatening messages from them. Oh, we are going to kill you. We'll do this, we'll do that. We ask them to bring it on. We are waiting for them. Very, very careful. We are waiting for them this time around. Even 2009 for MASOP is not 2013 or 2014 or 2015. They are criminals. They are dining with the devil. They have aligned themselves with the devil. And they are coming after us. And we'll go after them as well. We must make that very clear to them. Why the leaders of ethnic militia groups met in Owerri? This is from Arewa Youth. We must listen very carefully to this. We must bring you this news every blessed day. Arewa Youth President. These are the people using the name of Biafra to steal, to pillage, to kidnap, and to kill. The meeting of major ethnic militia groups in Owerri. I don't know when MASOP became a militia group. Imo State Capital on Thursday had nothing to do with 2015 general elections. The national president of Arewa Youth Consultative Forum, Mr. Yerima Shetima, has said, rather, this is Arewa Consultative Forum in the north, telling us the meeting happening in a supposedly Biafran headquarters in Okwe. Rather, he said the pali, listen very carefully, was facilitated to forestall a breakdown of law and order before and after 2015. That's why they came. The meeting was held at the residence of Owasurike, the MASOP leader. This is a news conference being given by Arewa and the North Consultative Forum. It is now very evident and very clear for everybody to see. These are the people that are going to come against us. We will continue with our analysis very shortly, but we must take this call because it is very, very important. This call is coming from South Africa, if I'm not mistaken. The caller on the phone, you will give us...
Yes, my name is Cyril Dike from South Africa.
Cyril Dike from South Africa, this is Radio Biafra from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Please go ahead.
Okay, really, we are here having a meeting. I said let me just give you people a call and not and tell you that we have already started something in South Africa, and since 3 weeks now we have been doing something. This is our first week of having this, you know, gathering. And doing well, and the brethren, and we're trying to, you know, mobilize and get our brethren, you know, together. And the response is positive. And if I may say, the response is positive. We are working towards it. You know, that is why I say that, you know, I need to call tonight and tell you and other brothers and be able to greet you and tell you their name and, you know, the work you are doing. That, you know, we appreciate it. You know, we love what the Malaysians are doing. You know, they're on that, you know, teaching us how to be. You know, we're emulating them. You know, so they would love to, you know, further tell you their name and, you know, greet you.
Yes, go ahead. How many of you are there? Please, how many of you are there? Yes,
MLD from Ihiala, South Africa. I am South Africa.
MLD from Ihiala, you people are in South Africa, you are meeting, is that correct?
Yes, I am a meeting, so I think I have a phone that we are preparing ourselves here in South Africa.
Thank you very much. That is very good. Thank you very, very much. Go ahead. Who's the next person, please?
We appreciate the work that our brothers from Malaysia are doing, and we would like to, you know, to take a lot of advice from them, and they can, you know, give us the hint that how we can go about it so that we can do things better.
Yes, let us ask our coordinator of coordinators how they did things here, and our coordinator for Malaysia is also here. They will give the whole world an advice on how to organize these things. How was it possible to organize people even in a place where they are running, even in a place where they are suffering? How was it possible to bring out Biafrans here? So, as South Africans said, so they can copy and emulate and go ahead and do what they're supposed to do.
Hello. Thank you, my brothers from South Africa. I want to respond to you, my brother there in South Africa. We've been expecting a day like this to hear from you, to hear from our brothers there who have gathered for Biafra. Well, to go straight to your point, I will have to say that you have to understand why we are here. You have to first of all understand, become one with Biafra, the spirit of Biafra, and what he is demanding for the now. You have to first of all imbibe it into you that there is nothing else for you except Biafra. If that truth has sunk in into you, then you will have the boldness to make the next step. If you're a coordinator and you have not married this truth, when you meet somebody at the other end and he says something, he will just go back and say, he made me angry. After all, he can stay in his house. But if you know that this truth is a life-saving truth, you will insist on passing that message to him. And when you must have gone through 10 people, you will find one or two who will buy to your idea. And two, one can chase 1,000, or they say two can chase 10,000. So if you can believe in yourself, first of all, believe in Biafra and the call, you will meet another person who does so. And two of you can do anything all over the world. After all, this thing started from a few people, and look at where we are today. That is my opinion, but I'm going to pass the microphone to my coordinator to tell you how he does with it, because he's been helping me so much in this place. He would never have heard my name if I don't have people like him working with me together. Thank you.
Yes. Go ahead.
Good evening once again. This is Obila Anthony. Just as our leader here said, Ikechukwu Enyiagu, the coordinator of all coordinators. First of all, you have to love Biafra, first of all. You have to be Biafran. You have to initiate yourself into it, then become it. As such a thing is in you, you will be able to move out to tell people. We printed flyer here from the one we met. We printed flyer, begin to distribute to every corner. Another thing we did is to, because the country is so large and our people are scattered all over the places, we may not be able. We start chatting through the Skype. Then from Skype, we now begin to zonal leaders, zonal coordinators, to be coordinating all those people. And make sure you bring reports to the central body. Every week, every month, whatever, each time we have our general meeting, you must bring the report. Then from there, we insisted that there must be a monthly dues. If you call yourself a Biafran, you want to, we make it to be $50. You must pay it. You must pay it. And we'll be recording it. Your name is there. So these are the things. Before something, you know, escalate to this level, that even all the unions and whatever, Igbo Pro Group, decide to join. So this is how we started. But to tell you, it wasn't easy. But determination, as they said, is key to success. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Hello, are you people there from South Africa?
Yes, we are still here.
Thank you very much. So you heard the advice from here in Malaysia, and we hope you people can emulate from it. Is there anybody else there that wants to speak?
Okay, no problem. What is going to happen? Another brother just, you know, greet you. I just want to, you know, greet you, and, you know, let them just be one word or two.
So who is your coordinator in South Africa? Who is coordinating South Africa? That they may register with them, Ikechukwu, who is here. Who is coordinating?
My name is Peter. I'm calling from South Africa.
Yes, Peter, I'm asking you a question. Who is your coordinator in South Africa?
Yeah, I would like to send my greeting to you for what you people are doing.
Go ahead. We'll ask him later. I don't think you can hear me. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's... So, God... Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Actually, what is happening? We saw, you know, two people. There's a sister that's called Adama, you know, the person that, you know, that we coordinating for a while now. So that is why we take the initiative. We can start,
The line is very bad.
Having the meeting, and the meetings have been going very well. This is our first time of having this meeting. You know, the first time we are approximately five, because all other people just went to work. So, and we have been deliberating on how we can be out, you know, and, you know, canvas for, you know, the, I mean, for for this race. So that is why. Next week, our flyers is going to come out, and our t-shirts and everything, so we can go out there and tell our people, you know, and we manage what you say, you know, concerning, you know, it's really, we can be able to, you know, it's really that person is convinced within himself, to do this work. You know, really, it's what even we're deliberating this afternoon, that we need to convince ourselves, even if we are five, we need to move out there. As we, move out there and it's honest, and being truthful, you know, there's no way we cannot be able to get people that like us. Like, since all these days, we have been going out getting people, but when we get them, you know, they take only team, they give any excuse. It's not what is going to, you know, we are not going to be late. We are still going to be working towards this because our heart is in this place.
Thank you very much. Is Njoko there? Is Mark Njoko with you?
No, it's because South Africa is very big, you know, it's not here with us, you know, we have other brothers that will be able to, talk to you, it's Cyril DK, Pastor Cyril DK.
Pastor Cyril, okay, that's very good. But the good news is that South Africa is on the march. They have risen up and they are marching forward. Is that correct? Yes, okay, that is very good. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. The line wasn't particularly fantastic, but we thank them all the same for getting in touch with us, for letting us know what is happening in South Africa. We wish them well. Every help that you need will be provided by Karomonde and also Ikechukwu Enyago. Any help you need, any support you require, will be provided by these two people. Thank you very much for that, Carol. But as you've heard, Carol sent us a message to say that Mark Njoko is the coordinator for South Africa, but he lives somewhere else. The same way that even Malaysia is very big, our brother who is also here in the studios all had to bus people in from where they were yesterday to attend the meeting. He's coordinating the area that he's in. If you are in a very large country, please, please, please try and split up responsibilities that others may be also be able to shoulder the burden as well. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we were in the middle of reading out what was happening. We're in the middle of informing the world what has gone wrong with the meeting that was held or convened to try and keep Nigeria one, which was hosted by MASOF, to try and keep Nigeria one. They hosted a meeting attended by Hausa people. They're keeping Nigeria one. This is why our transmitter is important. The reason why these meetings are happening is because our transmitter is not yet ready. That is why everybody, if Chidera has been contacting you, if you're being contacted by Karomonde, if UCHMFO is contacting you, if you're being contacted here in Malaysia by Ikechukwu Enyago and the team, please make sure you respond, because we have a pressing need to make sure that our transmitter is not only bought, but installed and start working immediately. We needed to start work immediately to stop further stupid, useless meetings like this from happening, because what they have done, as we reported earlier, is Nigerian government have now bought guns and given to MASOB. Those guns they used to offer 21 gun salute to a Hausa man that came to see them, Hamza al-Mustafa. 21 gun salute. Boko Haram using guns to kill our people. We have not used it to defend our people whose lives are in danger, but we are using it to prepare to fight fellow Biafrans. They are planning to go on their kidnapping spree once again, to go and steal and to pillage and to kidnap. That is what MASOB does best. We are warning everybody who is listening that when we start, let nobody say we did not say so. Because of what these people are doing, they are bringing our race, they are bringing our freedom into disrepute. We can't allow that to continue. Nigeria is supporting them. Nigeria is giving them arms. They are holding meetings for unity. Not our word. Arewa Consultative Forum is telling us what is happening in our backyard. Telling us that they met us in Owerri and Opwe. That Nigeria may be one. And we are people who are serious about freedom fighting. Tell me the face I will use to go and see governments to lobby for Biafra. What face am I going to use to go and speak to the world and say what we want is our freedom? When that freedom has been taken for granted sold to our enemies. This is the second time this nonsense is happening in our history. This is the second time that people have come out to say, we are against these people, what they are doing, and we go back and join them again. We cannot allow it to happen for the third time. That is why this radio station must remain incorruptible. We must confront evil wherever we see it. That is how we are going to maintain our sanctity and maintain our clarity and sense of purpose. That this is Radio Biafra. We are expecting other people to call us from Plateau State. We want the Biafrans there to call us because they held their meeting. We know they're in a meeting as well. That the race we have started, or we started in London via Radio Biafra, is reverberating all over the world. Our people are rising up without fear. We are asking people not to be afraid, because ultimately we are going to have victory. And we will have victory because God is on our side. The caller on the phone, please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
It's Pastor Iken
Nambanefo. Pastor Iken Nambanefo. It seems we are getting pastors today, pastor, which is a good thing. Anyway, so it's a Sunday, so there will be pastors all over the place. Please, where are you calling from, Pastor Iken Nambanefo?
I'm calling from George Plateau State.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. For ourselves, we are in Kuala Lumpur, in Malaysia. What would you like to say?
We finished meeting in the afternoon. We made meeting in the afternoon, and now we're still in meeting.
Yes, you are still in meeting. You people are meeting in Plateau State.
Yes, we are meeting. Yeah, we are much. We are up to 20 here.
That is very good. That is very, very good. Please go ahead and let them introduce themselves. We didn't give the same privilege to South Africa because their line wasn't very bad, but just seems a bit okay. Let them very briefly introduce themselves one after the other. Please, these are Biafrans in Plateau State under the leadership of Pastor Iken Nambanefo. Please go ahead and be very brief.
Okay. Before I give to them, I want you to know we are planning our inauguration on 28th of this month.
On the 28th of this month, 28th of September. Are you people in Jos? Which part of Plateau State are you in? Are you in Jos?
Jos.
In Jos.
The inauguration takes place, yes, Universal Hotel.
At Universal Hotel. The inauguration of Biafrans in Plateau State will take place at which hotel again?
Yes, and the Commissioner of Police is aware of our meeting. He has given us approval.
That's very good. So the Commissioner of Police in Plateau State has given his approval for this gathering to go ahead, this gathering of Biafrans to go ahead on the 28th of September.
Yes.
And
yes.
Give us the name of the hotel again, please. The name of the hotel again. Hello?
Universal Hotel.
Okay. Universal Hotel in Jos. Universal Hotel in Jos. If you are a Biafran and you're in Plateau State, we have the authority to convene this meeting. The Commissioner of Police for that very area of Plateau State has given his permission that this meeting must go ahead because there is nothing to fear with the name Biafra after we're in court.
We want people within doors, Bauchi, Kaduna, Abuja, Gombe. All the Biafran, we're inviting them. Even within jobs, the first meeting, I in a visitation. We give them invitation. Let them come to the meeting.
Thank you very much. I'm sure they have heard you because Radio Biafra is listened to everywhere. Yeah. If you have relatives in Plateau State, please ask them to listen. Go ahead.
Okay. Talk to my people. My second, our elder, and all the executive members, we are here.
Go ahead, one after the other, very, very brief, your name and where you come from. Your name and where you come from, please. You pass the phone to the next person.
Yeah, I am John. I'm coming from John. Yeah, we're having our inauguration at our coordinator office on 28th.
On the 28th of this month, and where are you from? Where is your village?
Okay, I come from Mbetolu Local Government.
Mbetolu. Former Mbetolu Chedru. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And the next person, please. Hello?
I'm Ozeman Ikewete.
Ozeman Ikewete, where are you from?
Ozeman Ikewete, Etimunubi, where am I? Etimunubi,
I'm on Unubi. That is very good.
I'm on Unubi, Newi, South Africa.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, yes. Thank you very, very much. Monua, Ndewo, thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, I am Pastor
Igor Wanedu. Yes, Pastor, thank you very much.
I'm Pastor Igor Wanedu. I'm from Akiyawa, Mbetolu.
Thank you very much, Pastor. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. The next person.
Hello, good evening, sir, my brother.
Good evening or good morning. Go ahead. The line is very shaky, as befitting what comes out of the zoo. The line was extremely unstable. We hope they'll be able to call us back, that this is Radio Biafra. The time now is 3 minutes to 3 a.m. in the morning here in Kuala Lumpur, in Malaysia. In London, it is 3 minutes to 8 p.m. in the evening. And it is also 3 minutes to 8 p.m. also in Biafra land. We shall take this call before we go to our studio panelists here to give us their understanding of the news we are presenting. Give us your name and where
Hello?
You are, please. Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello.
We can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Go ahead.
My name is Ethan. I'm calling from Amsterdam, Holland.
From Amsterdam in Holland, please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
I'd like to know what it's all about.
What is all about? Hello, have you heard of the word Biafra before? B-I-A-F-R-A. You heard of the word Biafra?
Yeah.
That is why we are here. That's why we are here.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that maybe we start something like that. I don't know.
You want to do what? Can you hear him at all? I can't hear properly because I don't know what's on your line. What do you say? Say that again, please.
I said that I want to start a forum, a Biafra forum here actually in Amsterdam, me and a couple of
Start it immediately. Yeah. You can start one where you are immediately. You don't need permission from anybody. Biafra belongs to all of us. You can start a consultative council that will grow into a consultative assembly wherever you are. You contact Karomonde, and from there you pass on to our coordinator of coordinators, Ikechukwu Nyago, who will then be able to ratify that your membership has not been accepted of that very group. That's what needs to happen. If there are up to 10 of you, you will inbox or email or speak to Carol Monday. Then after that, Carol will pass your details to Ikechukwu. Ikechukwu can only speak to people who are already constituted. Once you're complete, then he will take over from here in Malaysia. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much. And do that as quickly as possible. Thank you very much. And God bless you.
Okay.
Thank you. In terms of what we are presenting, on a day we are reporting that Femi Falana is going to sue the Yoruba state governor for Lagos State, Fashola, for deporting Igbo people back. Of course, we are still buying houses in Lagos and buying land and building more structures in Lagos. But we are being deported from there. People being deported from their own country. That is where we want Biafra. They don't want us. They don't want us. We cannot reject ourselves. Regardless of what the enemy is doing, we are also telling you today that the Arewa Consultative Forum has spoken out as to why they recruited Masop and was to work for them. The reason is that they want to keep Nigeria as one. They want the oil to keep flowing. From there, they will give crumbs to Masop to buy arms and to be buying and drinking. While they are drinking champagne, Masop will drink pure water. 5 naira pure water. From the money gotten from their own land. And give them guns that they may stop through Biafrans from emerging. And we told you so, that's what's going to happen. Maybe from now onwards, anything we tell you, take it seriously. We told you this was going to happen. People thought it was a joke. Anytime we announce anything on Radio Biafra, go and investigate. Dear esteemed listeners, it is correct. We tell you the truth. It is very bitter. You can't handle it sometimes, but it must be spoken. And that's what we've done. We told you that Nigeria will give arms, guns to Masop. And that's what they have done. They gave guns to Masop with which to not only to fight us, but to welcome Hamza, whatever his name is, Abacha's killer and assassin in chief in our own land. You take our oil, you impoverish us, you bomb us in the north, you deport us from Yoruba land, you rape our women, and people... Satan is a liar, as they will say in Pentecostal churches. For once, I agree with some Pentecostal, how can I put it, there, I won't call it a mantra, I've forgotten what it's called in English language, it will come to me later on. I believe in this, they are saying that the devil is a liar by raising this man to use this man to confuse us. For those who don't know how HIV AIDS, as I explained before, how it functions, when it gets into the body, it will mimic the body. It will tell the white blood cells, the antibodies that you have within you, it will tell them that I'm one of you. That is how the virus behaves in the body. That causes AIDS. That is why it's almost very, very difficult to trace at the early stages and almost impossible to eradicate. It will tell the body, why do you want to destroy me? I'm one of you. That is the meaning of HIV AIDS. That's the meaning of HIV. That's the meaning of it. It will go into the body and tell the body tissue, it will tell the body, I am one of you, please don't destroy me. That is why any drug you take that is harmful to that very virus is also harmful to the tissue surrounding it. It has a brain of its own. It is very tiny. You can't even see with the naked eye, but it has a brain of its own. That was what happened to us with Masop and Owasurike. They told us they are one of us, they are fighting for us. All this while we didn't know they were working for the enemies. Today, Arewa Consultative Forum are the ones telling us why they came to our land. Not the person that is hosting them in Okwe. A place built with the blood and the sweat and the money of Biafrans. This man was very poor. He had nothing. We built a house for him. There he is hosting our killers, our enemies. And our enemies are telling us why they came to see us. The same thing they did before. With when their fathers came to see Ohaneze, Ekweme and Co. People can now appreciate the level of the demons that we are fighting, and that they are numerous. But we have one thing they don't have. We have truth and we have God on our side. We know that there is no way darkness can ever deceive, not even defeat light. We must always prevail. And we are going to prevail. We have somebody texting us here. We're going to take all the calls later on. If it means running over 2 hours, then so be it. Hello, Director Sir. My name is Pius Chidiabere. I'm sending from Belgium. I wish to inform Radio Biafra that today's Vanguard Hadith that Fanny Kayode is now calling for the splitting of Nigeria to allow people who wishes to break away, making reference to Catalonia. Catalonia is in Spain. Scotland. Our people must understand this. Scotland, the same. Isn't it very ironic? Thank you, my dear brother Chidebere, for this message to the whole world. Yorubas are now calling for people to split. We said because of Radio Biafra, there will be no more Nigeria the way we know it. Ever before now, they never responded to the urgency and the need to split the Zoological Republic until we came, or until God determined that we should come. The time is now. That is why we would remain fearless before our enemies. If these people defeat us, we know there is no God in heaven. Ndi ameri anyinaga again. Ozo! Anyamrana chukwabi amanogendu. We know there is no God because we have done nothing wrong. for every sin we have ever committed, we have promised God that Biafra will be offered to him as a sacrifice. We have atoned for everything. We have suffered a lot. We have died a lot. The time is now. Frederick Lugard is from Scotland. People must understand this. He came and conquered my land and gave it to the British Empire, and they built a useless place called Nigeria. This man is from Scotland. Scotland was not defeated, but England forced them to go into extinction nearly 375 years ago. When the Parliament of Scotland sat at Holyrood, a place called Holyrood, they voted themselves out. They sat down and voted to become part of Britain and United Kingdom, the Scottish people. 2014, they'll be asking them, do you want to leave United Kingdom? Isn't it very ironic that the place that Lord Lugard, what Lord is he? He's Frederick Lugard. I keep saying Lord. His name is Frederick Lugard. He's not a Lord. He's Frederick Lugard. Frederick Lugard comes from Scotland. Frederick Lugard's people are asking to be free from Britain. The man that came and took us into Nigeria, his own people, the same way they are killing, people must understand this, the same way that the people of the TV people are being murdered, people from Langtang, where Gowon comes from, the same way they are being killed. By who are killing them? People in Plateau in the Just crisis. Who are the ones killing them? They are killing Just people because Gowon killed Biafran people. God have also sent Hausa Fulani men to go and kill his own people. He ran away to southern France. That's where he is. He's in hiding. They are killing people from his village. The same thing that Lord Lugard wished on the children of God, today they are crying also to be free from Britain. Isn't it very ironic? The man that created the contraption called Nigeria is dead and buried. His bones, his body decayed and eaten by maggots long time ago. Yet the contraption he created still survives, sucking blood away from people every day. If we are broadcasting on the internet via mobile phones, tablets and computers, iPads and all the rest of it, and Nigeria is about to break up, imagine what will happen with the transmitter. Church Abasan, as they will say. We must now go to our guests here to give us the opinion. We are going to stay here, even if it is more than 4 a.m. here today. Doesn't matter. This is your radio station after all. And this is Radio Biafra. People are calling us from all over the place. We must take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Pastor Ikenna from Jos.
Yes, Pastor, please continue. You were unceremoniously cut off because the line was very bad. Please continue. Please continue what you're saying. Thank you very much. Please give them the phone. Yes, go ahead. There was no more line to speak to them with. They shall call us back. It is the zoo. Please, Ikechukwu, and those of you in the studio here, you will address our listeners, please. Tell them what you have made of Nigerian government giving guns and bullets to our people to fight us. Tell them what you are making of this deportation. Also, tell them what the male prostitute is saying. Femi, what is his name? The other one that said he slept with Bianca. What's his name? I don't know his name. The Yoruba man. What's his name? Huh? Okay. They said he said something about Nigeria. I don't know his name, and I don't wish to pronounce it, because he's a gossiper. He's a rat. In society of gentlemen, he would not belong to any gentleman's club, because he is dishonorable. Please go ahead.
Okay. My name is Ugu Lawrence Chukwuma. Director, I thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity. You know, from my own understanding, I believe that Lugard himself is a refugee. You understand?
He was. His land was under occupation.
Exactly.
By the English.
So he now thought of coming to Nigeria to take over in order to unite Nigeria as one, whereby is impossible for such abomination, because I regard Nigeria as an abomination. It's an abomination country, a lawless country, a country where there is no development. If some people ask me today, why did I want Biafra? I will tell them that I want Biafra in five reasons. First is that the 3.5 million people that they killed in civil war are still crying. Their blood are still...
Yeah, please, they are complaining your voice is low. Speak up. Raise your voice. This is your radio station. You can raise your voice, please. This is the only place where you are allowed to shout. Because we are angry. You want to warn you. Go ahead.
Okay. Are you hearing
it's
me
better
now?
It's better now. Yes,
okay. I'm saying that I have five reasons why I believe in Biafra will be. Because if I'm going, like, someone will just ask me, why do I believe in Biafra? Why do I want Biafra? I will tell them that I have only five reasons. One is that the crying of our people, our 3.5 people that died in civil war, they are still agitating, they are still crying on the ground. Their blood, in fact, they are still alive in us, we Biafrans, because their killing is unusual as of then. And because of it, there won't be peace in Nigeria. Secondly, any nation found by a man can never stand. And because of it, Nigeria joined together will never be and can never stand and last. Because I believe that this person that joined them is a refugee. Lugard, I don't want to put Lord, because if I put Lord, I'm respecting him. He's a coward. He's a refugee. He ran to Nigeria to join Nigeria together, whereby Nigeria are not meant to be. I hardly see where you can come and join an Igbo man and a Jo man to be in one place. If you come to Malaysia, for example, they speak one language. If you go to China, they speak one language. If you go to Japan, the same language. And this Lugard said that the amalgamation of Nigeria will expire by 2014. And that 2014 now is what we are fighting for. Is what we need this transmitter to be mounted in the land of Biafra, so that our people will be informed. Because it's lack of information that makes our people not to know or not to believe in their right of getting freedom. That's one. The second one. The third one is the high rate of poverty in Nigeria is alarming. Is in fact almost 90% of people in Nigeria are poor. The rich become richer, while the poor become poorer. That's the third one. The fourth one is there is no human rights in Nigeria. They don't respect human. What they are doing in Nigeria, the director, you are talking about security, you are talking about them, they are having talks. They are having courtists, call them police and army that is safeguarding them. They will come and send talks to kidnap people. They will maltreat the person, and after the person will pay. It's not the same thing that our individuals are...
That's what they're doing.
They are following their steps.
Of course.
The same step is what is killing us today. Where in Nigeria, they have high rate of kidnappers. Kidnapping our people. So if you in diaspora now, you'll be scared to go to your homeland. Because in two days of you spending in Nigeria, in your town, you'll be scared. Because of armed robbers, because of kidnappers. These are the mentality they put in us. We Biafrans. And the fifth part of it is that the deportation of our people from Lagos to Igbo land is the highest crime. There is no constitutional law that covers that any governor in Nigeria should deport a citizen of a country. Just like you gave an example, how can someone in New York be deported to Las Vegas?
Impossible.
I didn't see where the court, they said that we should be united, we should be one Nigeria, where our Fashola is deporting our people from Lagos. Okay, now you deport them, you can't even deport them with their own property. You can't even deport them by giving them money. You deport them overnight. It's a criminal act. Thank you.
It's kidnapping. You kidnap them on the way back. The same way they kidnap your checkpoints. People wonder why the country cannot move forward. It cannot move forward because it was created by Satan. No sane person would have created such a contraption. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I would like to start by saying that Nigeria, just like my brother said, is an abomination. I don't care what other adjective another person may want to qualify with. I don't associate with abominations. I've been here in Malaysia for some time now. The authorities, I believe every authority in this world, listen to my voice now. They can go and check their record. I do not associate with abominations. There in Nigeria, in everywhere, I don't associate. So I cannot plant my seed in an abominable place. Nigeria is such a place that I fear for everybody. Even those who think that they are born to rule, I fear for everybody, because abomination is a covering of darkness that sweeps. The Bible says that the sin defies every nation. It's a reproach to every nation. I wonder why they keep on sinning, keep on committing one abomination to another, and expect God to listen. No wonder you have different churches everywhere and nothing is going on. I pity those who still go to those places, because you are being carved out to become an abomination yourself. If you are listening to me, I will ask you to ask your teachers one thing. Where is God? Where is the God you've been speaking about? If they can't give you a feasible answer, walk out from there and kneel down anywhere you find yourself, you will find God. Better still, if you are a Biafran and you want to find God quicker, come to Biafra. I want to speak concerning Kani Fayode Femi, or whoever he is. I think he was the same son who threatened and made all noise that he was going to get down the bishop that is known for beating up our children just because they come before God to pray. The pastor of Winners Chapel beat up a girl because she said something out of her own understanding, beat her up and covered it in a video, and in the next video he said he's going to beat more people who say what she said. And this man came out and said, I'm going to sue him, I'm going to do that. He has not been able to do it. Why? Because not only is he a womanizer, but he's an idiot. Any man who goes close to a woman and succeeds in getting her heart and then turns out to the public to begin to brag about it, you should die. If you don't know what to do, you have to go and kill yourself.
It's not worthy to be mentioned.
It's not worthy to be mentioned. So I don't want to mention about what he's now trying to turn a new leaf. He's going to sue the God. You are not able to sue an independent person. Is it the governor of Lagos who is now seeing himself as the king of all kings that you think you can sue and win? Go and see that Nigeria is altogether an abomination. And anyone who still wants to recognize or stay with Nigeria is altogether an abomination. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, some people are uncomfortable with the truth, but on this radio station it must be spoken. That is why they're in darkness. They have been in darkness for a very, very long time. And darkness breeds hopelessness. It breeds ignorance. You know, you can't see at night when it's very dark. That is why most of them don't quite appreciate the magnitude of the problem before them. They don't appreciate what needs to be done for them to emerge from darkness into the light. Radio Biafra represents the light. We must confront everybody who is against the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. Regardless of who you are, you must be taken on and brought down to size. We are not going to compromise our stance. Our mission cannot be diluted. If you doubt our resolve, you stand in front of us and see what we can do. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have is Obilo there? Has he got anything to say?
Yeah, Director. Once again, this is Obilo Anthony. Director, what is coming out from this zoo is quite ridiculous. Boko Haram now becoming a kidnappers and whatever. I don't understand. Another thing is PDP, having PDP and the new PDP. All this is, when you read all these things, sometimes I don't know what to say. But actually, I want to react on the report given by the Ariwa Consultative Council, telling us the outcome of their meeting from our homeland. Honestly, this is the time all of us that are listening, all Biafrans, those who wish Biafra, have to react over this. They are telling us that the movement that was set for liberation of Biafra is now dining with the enemy to unite the country back. Please, if you are still in that movement, I want you to pull out. I myself, once again, was in Jos. We are the one by heading it. But the moment I heard the truth, I have to pull myself out of it. I have to pull myself out of it. Please, because some of us, we know that you are there because you lack the information, you lack what is happening. But with this news, I believe it's in the newspaper of Nigeria there, will help you to pull yourself out of that evil. Then I want to say shame to all the Igbo lawyers, wherever you are. For me to hear that a Yoruba man wants to take the Lagos State Governor, although it may be political, he may not be serious about it. But where are all of you? They deported your children, your brothers, your sisters from Lagos, and you people are there. There's one Joe, whoever, whatever, I can't remember your name. You are there, they deport. Now a Yoruba man is trying to defend you. Shame on to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. If you're joining us once again, we are broadcasting or transmitting live from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. We are in this place where they learned how to become great as they are, from Dr. Michael Opara. Let us take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, Mazi. Okay, then.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What is your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, UK Darius, calling from Malaysia here as well.
Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, I just want to say, how are you doing? Hope everything is fine.
Everything is okay.
It was nice seeing you yesterday. And our gathering was marvelous. Anyway.
It was. Yesterday was great.
Okay, I want to just make a correction. I want to assist one of us there that's talking about the Femi. The two Femis involved today. There's two Femi involved in the house. One is Femi Falana. Femi Falana is a human rights activist and a former chairman of West African Bar Association. Is absolutely different from Femi Fanekayode. Femi Fanekayode is a former aviation minister and a former aide to Obasanjo. So let us not miss both of them. Falana is a responsible human being. He doesn't, and the human rights activist does not put his hands much in all this nonsense. He is the one that said that he's going to sue Lagos State Government.
Yes. Okay.
So the other Femi Fanekayode is the one that wrote something on the press today that trying to talk about disintegration of Nigeria, giving emphasis about other countries that have failed, and even made mention of USSR, former Russia, and so on and so forth. So this is another big write-up he is doing after the gossip about our former leader's wife and those other Igbo girls he went to bed and his intimacy and blah blah blah. Anyway, let me just touch in the area of Wazirike and his supporters. Now, we are no longer talking about Wazirike. We are now trying to tell his followers to know that Wazirike is nothing to write home about, and it's the right time anybody that is supporting him. But I still see while on Facebook, some of them are still trying to discuss us and convince us that Wazirike is still there. And someone called yesterday that you should try to work with everybody. It amazes me when people try to talk what I don't understand.
They are stupid people. They are fools. They are idiots.
It does not belong to you, Nande. And it does not belong to me alone. It doesn't belong to you alone. Wazirike is not the founder of Biafra, and he's not the owner. His father is nobody, including him. So I don't see the reason why somebody said he should try and rob mine. What type of mine is he robbing? We are the Igbos. We have come up to realize that the guy doesn't have what it takes to lead us to the promised land. And nobody should advise us to continue working with him. I don't see any reason there. People should stop calling us, disturbing us, telling us to go and work with Wazirike. Wazirike is like a fly. If Ndiocha is not a puff, that is, I'm not coming on as a guy, he has no strength. People should not be trying to. Uwazike is nobody. If governors in Ibo land are disturbing us, who the hell is Uwazike to start giving up? We are not interested. You know, last time I tell you that someone have said let him go and pick him up. Said you don't know, you don't want us to cause blood. That is inhuman and unusual for any Ibo man to kill a fellow brother, which I understood. But we should put him aside and keep monitoring him and keep piling it for him. So all those that will come tomorrow to say we should leave him alone or whatever, except he came tomorrow, come out successfully and surrender himself to Biafra and say he is sorry. He should leave Ibo land for us. It does not belong there any longer. He have already taken his own share. Let me not take much of your time. Rodrigue, I believe you are still very much around. We're going to meet one of these.
Of course we will. Again. We will before I go back. Yes. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah. That this is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. We're going to treat this issue. And we will tell you why our people are supportive of evil. We will tell you today. They love evil. We'll tell you why today. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my name is... Hello, is it me on the phone?
It is you on the phone. The world is hearing your voice and this is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
This is Agunno from Sweden.
Yes, you are welcome to the program. Go ahead.
And it has been a long time because of the nature of my work, and at the same time I have my senior sister who visited me for the very first time. So that is why yesterday I've been trying to chip in my idea and contribute to the things I see happening towards this struggle that I couldn't go through, I get through. So but I'm very happy today that I get through. First of all, I want to congratulate all the Biafran in Malaysia and Philippines, China, and other countries. You guys are really making us proud, you know, because especially the coordinator of coordinator, Mr. Ikech Kwonyagra, I will give you 10 gun salute on my own because Ibumoke is a jemba.
Yes, he is.
Anytime I dash in Malaysia, you will see me in person also. And you, Mr. Director, I'm giving also thanks to you and asking God every day by day to keep strengthening you because although I am not surprised because if you are born again, if you take Biafra, when you are born into Biafra, it's in God, you are energy, you energize, it automatically, somebody that accept Jesus Christ as Lord, as personal Savior. So Biafra is working through you. Sometimes people keep calling you, surprising the way you walk. I keep telling people, anytime I go out on the street, I tell them, when you accept Biafra, when you are from Biafra, you recognize where you come from. You recognize what belongs to you, that you are a slave in Biafra. Here you are, that you have all the facilities, you have a fine house, a nice car, but yes, you are still a slave. So when you recognize that you are from Biafra and your land, the closest land God gives you, has all he takes for you to live very comfortable, then you become one of us. Because when I keep telling people, come on this front, this is the time, the hours have come. They are naive and the other team keep better. Like I always tell my colleague, when you took a horse to the stream, you cannot force him to drink water. So why I'm saying this thing is that I'm not surprised the kind of energized and the strength and the dedicated and commitment you have in this struggle. So I'm also asking God to keep energizing you, keep strengthening you, and all the dear friends who have volunteered yourself in this struggle. Then number two, in the situation I was taking through the internet and stuff, I see many Nigerians, even the Yorubas, they know that Nigeria is not going to be in Nigeria next 2014. I was going through the interview at this Yoruba pastor, Tunde Bakare. They asked him. He said that it's not going to be Nigeria. I was going to Elfai. He said the same thing, former minister of Abuja. Then a lot of Nigeria, prominent Nigeria, even IDP, is aware of that. So when I keep telling my dear friend brother, why are you guys waiting? Other people have already known. You are here busy feeling that you are making money, sending cars, sending goods, feeling that everything is the same. You are just wasting your time because when it will take you like, it will deal you like sin. When this struggle, when we are trying to be after, and by then you start crying, hard. I know, nobody told me. I will give you very as 100% assurance that everybody in Sweden knows about this struggle. And they don't want to come out. They only sit in their house and listen and do nothing. You know? So why I'm calling today is for me to remind them that, you know, there is a lot of Biafra in Sweden. See what other countries are doing. Malaysia, Singapore, look at Malaysia, look at Singapore, look at China. They are coming out in groups, in mass to support this drug. Look at Joss. And back home, people in the zoo, even in the most dangerous place or part of the zoo, they are having 80 members, even having meeting on 28th of this month. You are in Sweden, you are keeping quiet, eating your food and feeling that things are okay. I don't know why you are afraid, and tomorrow you call yourself, I'm a Nigerian. I'm a, you answer Igbo name. I don't really know. But I'm also asking God to touch them, to come out. You guys have to come out so that we do as other countries are doing to support this struggle. Please. That is what I want to keep in.
Thank you,
Director, and God keep blessing the Malaysia people and train all of their over the world that believe in this struggle. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. That this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. We are hoping to hear from our people in Japan. That is one thing about Japanese people. I don't know where they learned this thing from. We have had four people call us from Japan, promise that they are going to do heaven and earth, and nothing happens. Somebody will come up again and say, what you people are doing is marvelous. In Japan, we are very strong. We have a lot of Igbo groups, Igbo this, Igbo that. What is happening in Japan? That people in Malaysia woke up, Thailand, China, Philippines, Senegal, South Africa, back home, even in aspects of the zoological republic like Plateau State, our people are rising up in Sweden, our people are getting up in Italy, and all over the place. What is happening in Japan? For goodness sake, we ask. Four people, four different people, including Evans, that rang me from India, saying they would do this. I said it is like woodpecker tropopo, who said he would do miracles when he would go to the in-law's place. And when the in-law died and he went there, he said he has a boil on the mouth. We don't want people who will come on air and make promises they cannot keep. We don't want people who will come on air and try to ridicule the struggle by saying things they know they cannot deliver. Because anything we say on Radio Biafra, we do. If we say we're going to do something, we do it. Our apps are out. Everything we said we are going to do, we have done it. The next project for us is the transmitter. And we are going to get the transmitter. And after that, even before the transmitter, there will be a television as well. We've not told you. We want to surprise you, there will be a TV. So all the evil that Owazurike is doing will be brought to your attention. So you can watch it all and see for yourselves. They don't know what we have in store for them. these people are in serious, very serious trouble. All their misdemeanors, all the evil going on. If you think our land is flowing with milk and honey right now, when you're building houses in Lagos and in Abuja, we are going to video each and every village and show it. So the world, if the video is streaming, we'll put down the name of the village where we shot it. So we can go back to where we come from and build it and make it better and make it the best nation on this earth. We will make it beautiful. We will build a civilization that God himself will be proud of. We must understand that. That is why we are not relenting, and that is why we are going to get Biafra, not only get it, but in truth and honesty. We must take this call.
Hello.
Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, this is Isemba Verona from Italy.
From Italy, your line is unclear. We cannot make anything out of what you're saying. I do recommend you call us back, please, with a clearer line. With a clearer line, please. We must make that very, very clear. With a clearer line, please. This is Radio Biafra. A lot of people have been calling on Skype saying they can't get through. We suggest they try and get through, please. We suggest they do so. We promise some people that we are going to call them back. And that is exactly what we are doing. If you are very close to your system, you should be able to pick up, and then we can interact with you. That is so many calls coming in. Please, if you're close to your Skype and you're fortunate enough for us to call you back, we suggest you pick your call, or else, of course, we keep our word. Anything we say we're going to do, we do it. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah. Good evening, Mr. Coordinator.
This is Radio Biafra. It is good morning from Kuala Lumpur. Yes, go ahead.
I am calling from Spain.
From Spain, please go ahead.
Las Palmas. My name is Nnamdi. I'm from Umuoji.
What is your surname?
Yeah, I'm Awaji.
Awaji, please go ahead. From Umuoji. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I am calling to get inquiries about organizing the Biafrans here. We started it, but we had a problem. Some people wanted to hijack it to give it another name. We were up to 10 that you asked us. So some people hijacked it, so we had to withdraw ourselves due to their asking some irrelevant questions. Now, yes. I want you to connect me to someone that will give us a guideline how to start it, because we have a lot of people here. I call them saboteurs. I want you to give us a guideline. Give me someone that could give me a guideline so that I can bring some people together. We have people that are willing, but we have some saboteurs. I'm telling you the truth. This thing I'm telling you is not a small problem. For about 3 weeks or 4 weeks, going to 1 month now, we've been having this problem. When we are complete, about to start it, the person who wanted to start from his place, tried to hijack it from us. Gave it another name entirely. Say it's not Biafra. You understand? That same day we tried getting back to you, but I think you were on your way traveling to that was why we could not get to you. Since that day till now, they've been bringing this problem. Whenever we want to gather, they will say the police will come and pick us up here in Spain. You understand? Then I asked them, we have people here in Spain, in other lands, in other states in Spain that formed this thing. Police has not gone there to pick them. We have people that formed in other places in Europe. Police did not go there to pick them. You understand me?
Yes.
So, please, I would want you to connect me to someone. You understand? We have some faithful brothers here. We have some faithful brothers here in Las Palmas that are ready. We have Emeka. We have British. We have Ekene. You understand me?
Yes. Do you have a pen and paper? Do you have a pen and paper with you, please?
No, oh, no, brother. Please, if you can send it to me on Skype, please, I will appreciate it.
Ikechi, could come and send this your number to them on Skype, so you can tell them who to contact in Spain. We have contact in Spain. Nonso is in Spain. You are getting the number immediately. You are getting the number as we speak. You will call this number in Malaysia, and you'll be told what to do. Or you can inbox if you're with us on Radio Biafra London Facebook group. You will contact Carol Monday, and they will tell you what to do.
Okay.
Or Ikechukwu, this number we're giving to you now, you can contact him since you say you are up to 10 where you are, so that you can be constituted. Bet Nonso is the one who is coordinating Spain for us. Okay?
Yeah.
So you can coordinate the area that you're in. We want to wake up Biafrans wherever they are, because this Biafra belongs to all of you. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to all of you, and everybody must participate. Yes, go ahead.
Director, please, I want you to encourage our people. A lot of them are afraid. We have saboteurs, like you said the other time, like someone said online the other time, that we have not all Igbos are Biafrans. We have some people that are not Igbos that are Biafrans. It is happening here. We have a lot of Igbo people that are trying to saboteur that Biafra. So please, brother, I want you to help me, help us, encourage our brothers to come out, that there is no harm. Nobody is going to shoot. Nobody is going to kill anybody. There is no harm in supporting what we believe in. A lot of us believe in it. But due to these people have started calling the police people involved, that they will come and pick us up, that they will come and do this, they will come and do that. You understand me? So it scared a lot of people away.
I want to tell you something now. There is something I want to make abundantly clear, not just to you, but to all our listeners all over the world. Ever since I have been doing Biafra, traveling from place to place, doing everything possible to promote Biafra all around the world, I have addressed countless town meetings. I have broadcast with people. Are you telling me that the government of Malaysia doesn't know where we are this evening, broadcasting in their own capital, in the heart of their capital? Is that what you're telling me? Are people telling me that the Chinese government didn't know that we went in with our equipment and broadcasted and came out of China? Is anybody telling me that the government in Thailand didn't know we were there? But let's make one thing very clear. Radio Biafra came to countries where our people are under threat of deportation. Meetings were called, meetings were attended, our people were addressed. Nobody, no police authority, no government dared come to disrupt what we are doing. Not because we have anything miraculous or magical about us, but because God is watching over us. He knows that what we are doing is correct. He knows we are doing the right thing. Anybody fearful, if you tell me when people will meet, at my own expense, I will come to Spain to see all of you. Nobody will come to where you are. Anybody, the Nigerian, listen very carefully, the Nigerian ambassador to Malaysia told the Malaysian government and Malaysian police that Biafrans are meeting at JI Club in Jalaipong, where we went to yesterday. Nobody came there. Some Biafrans were scared. You know those, I've told you before about the story of a pussycat in the house, how pussycat came about. You know, in the, they're all cats. You know, they frightened them and pussycat ran into the home. The other stayed in the forest to fight. And that's why he lives in the home. If you say you just run away. There are people born who are cowards. They have Igbo names, but they are born cowards. They are cowardly to their bones. We don't need such people in this Biafra that we are pursuing. We need very brave men. Those that attended the function yesterday, in their numbers, they defiled what the Nigerian ambassador to Malaysia said to the Malaysian government and to the Malaysian police. They did not come there because there was Biafra. That yesterday, in the midst of all of us, nobody dared come to us. Go and hold your meetings and nothing will happen. I have never seen or heard of anywhere in this world where people are holding Biafran meetings and they were arrested. It has never ever happened anywhere on this planet. Anybody telling you that is a liar. After all, the time that we thought Wazirike was a human being, Wazirike went and applied for visa on his own. They didn't give him. The day we invited him to London with Biafra community, London, they gave him visa. Biafra, the letter had the paper. Myself and Dr. Gemba, they gave him visa. Multiple visa to come to the UK. Who told you that the government will arrest you if you call for Biafra? They will even respect you more. Go to Israel and ask them. People should stop lying, and that's why we have Radio Biafra. Thank you very much for calling. And God bless you. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. You have all the details you requested because we are functioning effectively here. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We have Biafrans in Barcelona. Karamonde is informing us that Biafrans are in Barcelona. Barrister Mecca is trying to get through to us. Our daughter, Mecca Siri, please, we ask him to call us again. We are being inundated with calls. Barrister Mamezu cannot get through also. We want to hear from him. Barrister Mamezu, you have been missed by a lot of people, and they want to hear from you, please. It will be a thing of joy if you can try and get back to us via radio, Biafra, Skype line, please. That will help. Please, try and do that. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are. Turn your system down, please. Turn it down.
Okay, sir.
Go ahead.
Please, I'm turning it down, sir.
That's okay. That's okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Please, my name is Emmanuel Chido Zigwe. I'm calling from Venice in Italy.
Yes, Venice is a very beautiful city, I must say. Very beautiful city. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Director, I thank you so much for the work you have been doing in order to for us to actualize this particular Biafra we have been hearing for so many years since I was born. I thank you, and I thank you, your editorial board, for whatever you people have been working day and night in order to see that this thing come to pass. But please, Director, I beg you, we people in Italy here, we have many of our people who are Biafrans, who are Igbos, but I don't know why they are turning deaf ears. I beg you, in any how you will help us in order to know how we will coordinate ourselves here, gather together. Please, Director, help us. I don't know what our people, I don't know what is wrong with them. They just, if you mention Biafra, even some people, they became so angry with you. I don't know. We are in a place where people have fought and made their own freedom, and we are enjoying with them. But in order for us to stand for our own freedom, to stand and fight for our own rights, and stand and develop our own people, every people, they form a deaf ear. Please, Director, in any way you will help us, in order to, anywhere you will help us to coordinate this Italy or so, please, brother, help us. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Italy will be called. Can I ask you a question? Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Please, do you know of our coordinator in Italy, Michael Iranya? Do you know him?
Michael Iranya, I don't know him, but through telephone or something like that, I can equally contact him.
In case you will send him immediately Michael Iranya's contact, so that he can contact him immediately, please, and take this forward.
Okay,
give
sir.
Them Michael Iranya's and both Skype and telephone number if you can find it. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir.
And you too. Thank you very much. That this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We must continue to do so because God wants us to speak the truth. We are here and our hands are very, very clean. We are incorruptible. Radio Biafra is incorruptible. We are not going to invite Hamza Abdullahi or whatever his name is, or Mustafa, to come into our midst. We won't even go to the north. That is how confident we are in our ability to resist temptation. Others can't, but we can, because we are the servants of our people working for Radio Biafra. I am delighted to say that at last we've been connected to Barrister Mamezu, who will now address us, please. Barrister, the floor is yours. We are in Kuala Lumpur, in Malaysia.
Yes, Director, it's me.
Yes, please go ahead. We have been losing contact all this while, which is not palatable. But at last you are here. Please, you may proceed.
Yes, good evening, everybody. I have been trying since half six to get through, but it's not been easy. Even Dr. Barrister Mekemekesi also called me, and he himself has also been trying to get through. But at last I'm able to speak to you now, and also speaking to the whole world. Yes, sir. Had the news of today and what you are discussing, and also I also heard about the correction made by one of our fellow Biafrans about the human rights activist who is preparing to take Lazu to court in order to find out the reason why the Igbos are being deported from Lagos back to Onitsha, and at the same time telling them that it's about time for the zoo to be separated. And then, of course, starting an example. Whatever example we have about now is the example we've already laid down before, Director. Since the inception of Radio Biafra, as you usually say, we have only one central issue, the division of that country. And we are not moving away from it. We are clearly, daily, speaking about one thing. You see, when you speak about something so many times, people get used to listening to that. Let me come to the rescue about our people, those who are in Spain and those in Italy, who, when they hear the name of Biafra, everybody will run. It's not even only those places. Even here in this country, Director, I've been away for 2 days, distributing all the whole cards with the Biafra. Some people are even questioning me, why do I want Biafra? Did I lose anybody to the Biafra war? And it might sound surprising, but that is the mindset of our people, because of the media that we lacked for so long. The Yorubas have been writing our history, shaping our thoughts to think in one direction, making it easier for us not to be gingered up and for us not to pursue what is for us. Now, you are a Biafran. You don't want to answer Biafra anymore. What do you want to answer? Yoruba or Hausa? Nigeria is a fake adopted name. The name is finishing very soon. It has never benefited any of us. I do wonder, of course, why our people always came to take the wrong path rather than to hold on to the righteous ways. It does worry me. Why would somebody from somewhere tell you how you should live your life or how you should lead your life? And you're following what they are telling you instead of what you should know yourself, because you are born with that spirit in you. Yet, you disappear what you have with you and then prepare to take what you are told by somebody else.
Barrister, your line is cracking up. You will switch off the video aspect of your call. Please, let us see if the call quality can improve. Please, can you turn the video off?
All right, Director.
That will help us.
Right, I've done it now.
Yeah, please continue.
Right. So, it does worry me. But however, Director, we have to appreciate one thing here. What we need to appreciate is all our brothers in Italy, in Germany, in India, even those in America. I got a contact from one of my cousins from Texas. He was telling me that this guy, Ugo, let me get his name, is trying his best to convince majority of Americans, especially in Texas, to get it to the preachings of Radio Biafra. Yeah, his name is Ugo. Ugo Uzo Kwelu is making quite a lot of inroads, distributing papers and getting most of Biafrans who are afraid. So it's not only Americans who are very slow in coming out, but also those in Spain and those in Italy.
But your line is not, Barrister, your line is not good. I'm afraid your line is not good. We have to call you back. It is not very clear at all. We have to try and call you back because it is not clear. It is not very clear, and we are trying to do the best we can to resolve it. Please, Iketuku, what do you have to say? You said you have something else to say regarding the man now working for the Zoological Republic in the name of Biafra. Please, go ahead.
Thank you, Director, for the opportunity. Before I speak concerning Wazirika, I want to render my apology to the Fanny. I still can't put their names correctly. Fanny Falana, or who, the human rights activists, and the other one, obviously they are two different people. But on the other hand, I will also want to know what has come of the first threat of taking the man to court. If nothing has come out of it, then he should reconsider his threats of taking people to court, because the bishop, so-called bishop, who slapped a churchgoer because she said something in the church, is guilty. As far as the truth is concerned, it has never happened anywhere in the Bible. And if he's representing the Jesus of our time, it is wrong. What we had expected from him would have been an apology. But since he insisted that he was right, and the case has not yielded any positive result, that means the human rights activist should rechannel his focus. So that's what I want to say about it. The second one is about Wazirika. For some people may have heard me from time to time, I've not really spoken about him. I pay so much respect to people who come out for their people for the first time.
But when a man begins to refocus, when a man begins to lose his focus, it becomes at first very difficult for you to marry two of them together, very difficult for you to understand the respect you have for him and where he is going. Then this time it has become very obvious, not just to me, but to everybody who loves the truth, that this man has not only deviated, but he has been caught up with the spirit of Mammon. The word of God for all of us who are Christians there back home says that the love of money is the spirit, is the root of all evil. He has not only taken the first bribe, but now he's in love with money. And any man who loves money cannot love his fellow neighbor. My advice to you, Uwazirike, just like Adarata has always been saying, is to simply, you have received so many titleship, so many titles, just vacate that place and let us restore the Biafra that you've been clamoring to actualize. Biafra is already actualized. Maybe it's because you put it as an actualization that you miss the spirit of the time. Biafra has been actualized. This is the restoring time. So you have drawn us back to a certain level. It's time for us to move forward. For you to have taken all these people who have killed our people to the heart of Igbo land without first of all explaining to our people what they have said to you concerning the deaths of our people, even the ongoing deaths of our people in the north, is not only insulting to the living, is insulting to the dead. Ojukwu, to the best of my knowledge, believed in Biafra until he died. And you also believe that is your mission, that is your aim. He fought in his youth, and as he grew old, he was able to see. He believed, you pretended it, just like Governor Obi did when Ojukwu was alive. He accepted you because he believed you saw the vision. But once he left, you changed everything. I wonder where men who love money more than human beings place their life. I wonder where they place their souls. Governor Obi did the same thing. He ran around when Ojukwu was there. Today he's investing in another place, telling investors not to invest in his state, that if they want to invest, they rather go to Abuja. That is the picture of his investment in Abuja. Wazirike, you are a brother. Even madmen have relatives. That you are running mad now doesn't mean that you are not a brother. My advice to you is, please, it is enough of the bloodshed of our people that we've heard of, that we've received, that we've experienced in the abomination that is called Nigeria. Do not multiply it by your ignorance, your stupidity, your love of money, and your belief that you've come of age to a level where you will say, let us see their God. Please, remove your hand. I think if you do that today, there is still time for you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The well spoken. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on Skype. We also have a caller on the phone. Let us say, I don't know which one. The one on the phone is gone. It is gone. It is gone. Let us go to the one on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Are you talking to me, director?
I'm talking to the caller on Skype. Yes, please. You may proceed.
Okay, good evening, good morning. Director, it's me, Nonso, from Barcelona, Spain. I just want to say something to that, my brother, that called from Las Palmas.
Yes.
I just want to tell him something about the police. Police does not do anything because you've done nothing wrong. If you go to Facebook, you can see our pictures there, our video, with Biafran flag on the street of Spain. So police does not arrest you if you don't do anything. We are not hurting anybody. We only want to be free. Please. Free world, Barcelona, Spain is in Europe, so nobody arrest you for doing a meeting for Biafra or something like that. If you don't hurt anybody, nobody hurt you. So I don't know if he is listening. He should know that in Spain nobody arrest you because of Biafra. So if you are fearful or you are coward, it's just because you are coward or because you fear. But if it is because of Biafra, nobody arrest you. Or if you don't want to associate yourself with Biafra, that's okay. But don't give an excuse. I don't like excuse. So if you don't want to do it, say no. And if you want to do it, say yes. Don't say because of the police. Police does not hurt you. And then can never ever arrest you because of that. Because then think that being a Biafra makes sense. Being a Nigerian don't make sense. Being a Biafra here in Spain, especially Barcelona, being a Biafra makes more sense than being a Nigerian. So that's what I have to say now, Director. I hope the guy is listening.
Thank you very much. And what is happening to Spain, to Barcelona? What is happening to our people there? Are we being mobilized the way we should? Are people listening to Radio Biafra? Are you leafleting the people? Is the publicity work going on according to plan?
Everything is working well, Director. We are moving ahead.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's what we want to know.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We can confirm that we are in Spain also. We are in Spain. Thank you very much for holding. This is Radio Biafra. You will give me your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you're calling from, yes?
Yeah, this is Udoka. I'm calling from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Go ahead, we are listening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello?
We are listening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead. What would you like to say? They haven't heard their own voice. From such a person, we cannot take call anymore. I can't understand why people will call Radio Biafra, because they want to listen to the sound of their own voice. That is narcissism. You want to admire yourself. It is not welcome here. The only thing you are allowed to admire is Biafra. That is the only thing that makes sense in our lives. Everything else is irrelevant, including life itself, because only Biafra matters. That is one thing our enemies must know. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, you will give us your name and where you are.
Hello?
They've gone. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Blessing.
Blessing, what is your surname?
Obunaya.
And where are you calling from, please?
Come from Senegal, Dakar.
From Dakar in Senegal. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
A friend of mine told me about Italy.
A friend of yours told you about what, sorry?
About Biafra.
Are you listening? Yeah, are you listening to Radio Biafra, or you're not listening to Radio Biafra?
Yes, I've listened to you. She told me about it.
Okay.
So I want to contribute to this matter.
Go ahead, please. We are listening. Go ahead.
I thank you so much for all you have been doing to make us achieve this this great movement of yours in the land of the Eagles. And once more again, whatever that is going to take us to get it, most important, carry our transmitter. Whatever they need to get it. I pray and people should contact me in any amount I have. I would like to send and so that I can achieve and get my peace. Because here in Senegal, I don't have peace. Whatever I travel to, I don't have peace. I don't use Nigerian passport to travel. I only use another country's passport to travel. So what all I need in my life is a peace, and I need my country to be peace, which is Biafra, which I want to go on my own. So I pray that with God with you achieve this mood by the grace of God in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you very much. When people speak this way, we are very, very happy. We are very, very pleased. The time now is past 4 a.m. here. It is 4 minutes past 4 a.m. in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. It is 4 minutes past 9 p.m. in London. 4 minutes past 9 p.m. in Biafraland. If you are joining us for the very first time, we've been on the air for the past 2 hours. And this is Radio Biafra. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. No, they cannot hear us. They cannot hear us. The person calling with Skype with the name Glory, we cannot hear you. We cannot hear you. That is the problem. You have to fix whatever difficulties that you're having and call us back. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No, we experienced these difficulties a while in the past. We cannot continue with it, I'm afraid. We cannot continue. Please, please, please remember that there are the Consultative Council, which runs the Consultative Assembly in whichever country that you're in. your name is very simple. Biafrans in that very country. That is who we are. We must be very proud of it. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? There is somebody on the phone. Can you hear me? I can hear you. Can you hear me? They are not saying anything. They are not saying anything at all. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is John Onyeka from Japan.
John from Japan, you are welcome to the program. Can somebody make sense of what is happening to our people in Japan? Are they alive?
Yeah, we are alive. You know, we are trying to, you know,
I don't think so. Maybe the news from home doesn't get to Japan. The people in Japan don't know that our women are being raped. Your brothers and your sisters are being killed in the north. Your sisters are being forced to marry Muslim people against their own wish. That you're being deported from Lagos. And that Wazirike is inviting Hausa people into Biafra land. That they have given guns to mass up to kill our people. You people are not aware of this in Japan?
Yeah, Director, we are aware of that. You know, here is a very big, is a big country. You know, they have about a population of 120 million people. So, and our people are scattered all over the place here. So we are trying, it's not going to be so easy like that. But we are working on it, trying to bring our people together. Like this Saturday, I will be meeting, like myself, I live in central Japan, Nagoya. So I'm trying to, this Saturday, we are having what we call in this area, Mbokibo. You know, they will have meeting this week. I'm going to go there this weekend to address them and tell them, you know, we've been talking to other people, you know, like all people that lives in Osaka, in Tokyo, and we are trying to print out flyers, you know, just like our people in US. It's not going to be easy here because of busy, and some of us here are well off, you know. Some of them don't care about what is going on home because they think that they are doing well here, and because of that, they don't give a damn or something like that. But we are not giving up. We are working on that, trying to. Mainly, we are true. We're going to let you know.
How long is that going to take? 1 year? 2 years?
There is most meeting here held once a month. So, you know, when you miss any meeting, it will take another 1 month for you to, you know, for people to gather again. So that is the reason. So I've been waiting for the past 3 weeks or 4 weeks now for this week's meeting, so that I'll go there and I'll address them. Many of the people that call Radio Biafra, I'm the one that gave them the number. So I'm working on it. We're not lengthening. We're working on it.
That is in Japan. Like, we are expecting great things from Japan because all of you there are comfortable. There is no poor Biafran in Japan. None of you there is poor, we've been told. We know what is happening there.
There is a lot of Biafrans here.
Exactly.
If we can be able to, you know, if we succeed in our work in Japan, Japan is going to play a very big role. Because I know our people. One of the richest people in Japan here, one of the richest people in Japan is an Igbo man. One of the richest. When you count about 100 richest people in Japan, one of them is an Igbo man. So if we can be able to convince our people here, Japan is going to play a very big role in this struggle. But we are still working on it. We are still working on our people to convince them.
What we want you to do is immediately you send via Skype, this same Skype you used to call, via Skype text, you will send your number immediately, so that Karomonde and EKHQ will keep in regular contact with you to give you every logistical support you require to make sure that you reach our people in Japan. You will send your number immediately. We terminate this conversation via Skype, please.
Okay, Director.
Do that immediately. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, Director.
And God bless you and our people in Japan. Thank you very much. We must go to take this call. And it will be our last call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? They cannot
hear.
Hello,
hello, hello.
Yes, please go ahead. Yes, go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yes, Nnamdi. Good evening. Here in Nigeria, I am Rita Nborg.
Yes, my dear sister. We're in Kuala Lumpur. Please go ahead. And it's good morning from here. Go ahead.
Yes, I really want to address my brother Ike Chukwuenyago. I sincerely want to salute his courage. I love him for what he is doing for Biafra.
Yes.
And I at the same time want to thank every Biafran man and woman in Malaysia. They are setting the pace. And I pray that God Almighty will take care of their respective problems one by one in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen.
At the same time, I overheard one of our brother who called and was saying that there may be police interception in whatever gathering or what they are doing wherever. And I want to refute that. I want to tell him that even those of us in Nigeria,
in the zoo
those
itself,
of us here in the zoo itself, we are not afraid of any police. We are not afraid of any man. We are not afraid of any woman. Because we know that the cause we are chasing after is the cause that God Himself is supporting. And therefore, no man will lay his filthy hand on any Biafra wherever. I want to say that here in Nigeria, it is not easy. But God is making it easy for us every day. We gather every Sunday and we pray to Almighty God. We pray to Chukwu Abiama.
Of course.
And nobody has come to disturb us. Nobody has come to interrupt us. Today we were even able to carry ourselves to Ikotuegbe in Lagos. And we had a nice time staying together and praying to God. And I thank God that God is shifting the struggle here in Nigeria from men to women.
Of course.
Today, yes. Today we were able to meet a fantastic sister. A fantastic daughter of Biafra. Her name is Mrs. Virginia Ogbenna.
That's good.
And she is the coordinator of Ihiala local government women wing in Nigeria.
That is wonderful.
And I mean in Lagos. And we have 10 communities, 10 towns that made up this Ihiala local government. And they are really true daughters of the soil. And we are meeting them again on Thursday, 9 a.m. We are not saying Nigeria time because we are no longer in Nigeria. When
That's
we
good.
Say 9 a.m. Biafra time, we mean 9 a.m. And by 8:30, we have gathered and we have converged. And nobody is disturbing us. I still want in China, they are doing us good.
Yes.
Fine. The first flyers they sent to us, we really did not it did not meet our own standard or Biafra standard here in Nigeria.
Yes.
And they have lived up to their promise.
Yes.
They just called today to tell us that the flyers that are meant for Nigeria is ready.
That's good.
And we are thanking them.
That
we are appreciating them.
These are our people in China. Yes, they are printed.
Yes, yes.
That's very good.
They have
good.
Gone. They have gone further to even print out posters. And if those of us here in the zoo, we are not afraid to go into the lion's den to share the stickers, to gather and to pray and to make noise about Biafra. I don't think that any Biafra in the diaspora, whatever country, will ever be afraid of any police or whatsoever. So, we are pleased, still pleading. Today, I was made to talk for 2 hours non-stop. Questions that our people are asking are like the question that people in kindergarten will ask. we don't, our people don't know what is happening. They don't know the truth. Because the only truth we know is Radio Biafra London. The Uwazurike and his Mossab have been able to kill the love that our people have for Biafra. But we have been able to tell them that the truth is with us. And that truth is Radio Biafra London. What we are still pleading, what we are still begging for, is for the transmitter. Please, and please again, before 2014, before, December 31st, 2013, we want our people to know that this marriage with Nigeria is over.
Amen.
We want our people to hear it directly from you that the marriage is over.
Amen.
We are due for divorce, and we are divorcing them. So, and just like I said day before yesterday, we wouldn't want these blind politicians who call themselves our fathers to sell us the way they have been selling us. Before their confederation or before their conference, whatever, we want Radio Biafra to tell our people the truth.
Yes.
And we believe that the only thing that will get us Biafra this time around is truth and honesty.
Amen.
And that is what Radio Biafra stands for. Please, we are waiting. Ikechukwu Enyeagwu, I salute your courage again. And I pray that the good Lord who has been instructing you, who has been directing you, will keep directing you until the day we get Biafra.
Amen.
Nothing is stopping us.
Amen.
Nnamdi, I am telling you, just like I've told you, a higher hand is upholding you. And no weapon formed against you will ever prosper.
Amen.
And every tongue that shall rise to speak against you in Nigeria, that tongue shall be sealed forever and ever in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Go in this might. Go in this might. Our God is with you. The God, the Chukwu Abiama that made the Biafrans is with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Forward ever. Backward never. Forward ever. Backward never. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen. Bye. And amen and amen, and God bless you as well, my dear sister. Rita Anneborg is one of us. You know, when I use the word one of us, people must understand what it means. It means they are very, very close to the heart of this struggle, and they are part of the inner people. Rita Anneborg, I'm very proud to say, is one of us. She's indomitable. Her enthusiasm and energy levels are boundless. You can sense Biafra when she speaks, and that is why it is always a delight and a pleasure to have her with us at all times. And in the same measure, that is how we speak about Barrister Imam Mezu. That Barrister Imam Mezu is not only one of us, he is heart and soul of this very movement, the legal custodian of what we are doing, the same way that Ekwenche is the spiritual guardian of what we are doing. And we must ask Ekwenche to speak to Ekwenche in Japan. Let us know what they are doing. Anyama Yihaneme in Japan. They must come out. Ekwenche is in Japan. And they must be part of this struggle very boldly and fearless. The same way that we speak of Barrister Imam Mezu, who has kindly rejoined us. Please, Barrister, the world is listening and the floor is open. Please, you may proceed.
Yeah. Thank you, Director. I don't know if the line is steady.
It is now perfect, very crisp. And very, very clear. Please proceed.
Thank you. Thank you. As I was saying earlier, some of our people are doing quite a good job looking out and seeing where our people are hiding and giving them the leaflets and telling them about Biafra and Radio Biafra. The guy I was mentioning his name earlier, who lives in Texas, Ugo Uzokwelu, my cousin told me that he was speaking with him last week and trying to convince him, because there's quite a lot of Americans who are not even aware that Radio Biafra is existing. Yesterday I was in a party. I had nearly 100 cards that I gave out about Radio Biafra. All of them took it. I even gave 3 police officers Radio Biafra leaflets. So for somebody to be saying that when they see police they run away, that is not a good representation that you are looking. I even told the police they should ring in and see with us.
and ask questions.
You trust me. Yes, I told the three police officers, British policemen, I told them, ring in and come and see the suffrage that our people are going through, because that is what they put us into. So they should ring in and let us tell them how we're organizing things and how it should be done. So my people, they should, wherever they are, they must recognize that you can never run away from your surname or run away from even your own name. Why should you be afraid to be Biafra or run away from Biafra? Because of what the media did to us. Well, not everybody, but some of us. And it's high time for people to come off from all those rubbish ideology that have been infused into their brain by the Yoruba and Hausa Fulani Katuriaras. It's about time for Biafrans to know that they have a genuine cause they should pursue and pursue to eternity. They should know that this is their right and their time to say Biafra now or never. Because as I say, Director, and as I always say, nobody is holding us. It's the Igbos. Look at what this guy is doing, Owazurike. Is he not a mess? And those who will ring in and say, please, see through, see with, talk with him.
I don't know.
As of Owazurike. But why some people are still supporting his evil and foolish ways? I do not understand. I do not understand that this guy is trying to derail whatever we are doing. And when that guy is, when he goes wanting, nobody should blame anybody. Because he is trying to chew bigger than what he can handle. Biafra, he's stalling with that name, Biafra. It's not a common name. It's not an individual name. This is a name of a nation, a bigger nation for that matter. Everybody should be warned. Nobody should take bribe or being deceived by this name, using the name of Biafra to mess up. The curse that will be on top of or upon that particular individual and his family will be irreparable. Director, let me stop so far. May God bless everybody and those who belong to Biafra.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too, because you're a very kind man, you're very tenacious, because you love your country. That is why you are a member of the editorial board of Radio Biafra and its secretary. We must make that very clear. You are, of course, welcome, because this is your station, anytime, any day. I knew you must have been partying yesterday. That was why you didn't call in. But it's a good thing that we have heard from you today all the same. Betty, we are partying and also doing work for Biafra at the same time, so you may be excused.
Meeting the police and talking with the police.
And speaking to the police as well. That is also a very good thing. Barrister Mamezu is one of us. He is a member of the family, and anytime, any day, he is welcome, because this is his own radio station. Thank you very much. We must continue to take this call, because we said we shall remain here for quite some time, and that is exactly what we intend to do. The caller on the phone, you will give us your name and where you are. For us, we are in Kuala Lumpur, and this is Radio Biafra. Hello?
Hello,
Leonard, where are you calling from?
From Malaysia.
From Malaysia? Yes, please go ahead.
I'm calling from Malaysia.
Yes, please go ahead, it's better now. Go ahead, the line is better.
Director, I want to thank you for what you are doing.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for what you are doing.
Thank you.
Director, I want to thank you for what you are doing. Yeah, today I go out to preach about Biafra, so the place I go. Even the flag we put last week, we put for our clubs, for a lot of police, asked, which flag is this? I said, it's a Biafra. So, okay, are you from Biafra? I said, yes. That's okay, go on, no problem about you.
That's so good.
That's what I want to say. I want to prove, like, I am a Biafra. Anything I will do from Biafra, I will do that.
That is wonderful.
People talking about, say they are afraid of police. Nothing they are doing about police. We are not doing anything about us. Even today, the people that go are talking about Biafra. Even a lot of people want to come with me tomorrow to come and meet you.
Yes, let them come tomorrow, because we are having a very high-powered meeting here with our people. Is by special invitation only for some people to meet with me. and we shall proceed with that meeting. Thank you, my dear brother, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow or later on today, as the case may be. Thank you very much, because tomorrow we hope to be in Indonesia, in Jakarta. We are not relenting. Our march is relentless. We must take this call from Skype. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on Skype. For us, this is Radio Biafra, and we are coming to the whole world from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia.
Hello, my name is Gil Sibanos Ota.
Yes, and where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from India.
From India?
Yeah.
Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I want to thank people of Malaysia for the great work they are doing, and the director of Radio Biafra.
Thank you very much. The people here are great. They are great indeed. Go ahead.
I've been listening to this program, and I see that you people are doing a great job. And also, God bless you all over there and keep on the good work. Here in India, we are trying our best as well to see we gather all the Igbos here to come together.
Yes, that's very good. And you continue the effort. Which part of India are you in?
I'm in Pune. Sister Rosi is our coordinator. Also, our director, I would say, to be honest to you, Sister Rosi has been trying his best to see that we all come together. But we, the friends here, they are not turning up.
Yes. Okay. We have heard what you have said. And I'm sure Christian Wosu will call us. We missed his call on Skype to tell us what he has been doing all this while.
Yeah.
Because it is not today that they told us that India is coming up. Every blessed day or every other day, somebody calls from India and say they are doing something. It is everything in life is not just about how you can support the transmitter. That is where people are running. We want you to get together, to love one another, to be together as a unit. So when the time comes, we can airlift you from there back to your country. That is what we are doing. A lot of people are in prison, they don't have papers. The reason why we are setting off Biafra in every country is that as soon as our independence is there, we have it, we send aeroplanes to come and bring you home and give you jobs and give you housing. So together we can build a very great nation. That is why we are doing what we are doing. We are not stupid. We are not saying we want to organize Biafra so that people can come together and buy us transmitter. Moses Wigwe said he will single-handedly buy us transmitter, and we said no. We know where we want people to contribute towards it. It is not compulsory. It is not by force. We want you to be together. That is the most important thing of all. To love one another. That's what we are doing. And that's why we are here. Thank you very much. And you will ask Christian Wosu to call Radio Biafra because he has a lot to answer for. Thank you very much for calling. And God bless.
Yeah. But already, Christian Wosu has printed some flyers which he wants to distribute to some people. But yeah, if you tell some people about Biafra with the Igbos, you know, there is, I don't know the way they behave, because they don't like to listen. They say, go away with your Biafra. Because me, I'm a student here in Pune. So I'm trying also to coordinate other Igbos who are students here as well, on my own side. So we have close to four people here from the city I am. So every time he said that to coordinate us through Skype, and I'm the one who is sending SMS to all of them. We have more than 40 numbers that you have given to me. I normally send to them every Friday because we used to have a meeting on Friday here. But none of them will turn up.
Okay.
Every day I leave everything I do to send messages.
Don't worry. I think Christian is on the line now. He's been listening. He's on the line. We shall speak to him and ask him what has been happening to India all this while. This is Radio Biafra. You need no introduction. We are speaking to our dear brother Christian Wosu from India, who is meant to be coordinating India. But we don't know what happened. He will tell our listeners all over the world what in the name of Christ is happening to India. Please.
Yes, good evening, my director.
Yes, go ahead, please. We are listening. Good evening or good morning from here. Go ahead.
From India as well. My name is Christian Wosu, and I've been hearing a caller from Pune who just called after me as regards how Indian has been coming up. Yes, believe you me, it has not been a very, very easy journey for me. I've been doing within all my mind to see that Indian come up. And as a matter of fact, I want to state it very, very categorically clear this morning that as a matter of fact, we held our meeting today in New Delhi, and very, very few people attended. As regards how much I've been doing my best to make sure England come up, yes, it is of, it is very, very evident that I have printed flyers, which in a short while I will send some over to Mumbai as well. And we've been telling every people, every dear fan in this town about this course. To my surprise, I think, as I said before, I think Biafrans in India, we have adopted the Indian kind, Indian indigenous mentality. Indians all over the world are known to be somebody, people you tell something in the next 30 minutes, they'll ask you, what did you just say before? I think our people, especially those in Mumbai and as well as in Delhi, to be precise, I think we've really adopted such kind of characters. Be that as it may, we are not relenting, we are still doing our best. Couples of town union meetings I personally have visited and I've spoke to them, and it is so ironic that when you talk about Biafra to them, if you don't, let me make it more clear. When you visit any town union meeting, you are not expected to board into them, you discuss with them first. I have caught so many town union meetings, leaders in this New Delhi. I've brought this case of this struggle to them, but they are not buying it. And since they are not buying it, they cannot allow me to discuss with a larger population. But as a matter of fact, we are still doing our best without relenting, as I said. And next week Sunday, this coming Sunday, I am as well meeting with the Umuaka people. I understand they will be having their meetings this coming Sunday. And as well, I'll still go try pushing and tell them about this good news. And indeed, I still hope and I believe something positive will come out of that Sunday meeting. I sincerely believe.
Go ahead, please. You are listening. Go ahead.
The much I've spoken with some of them, I think their deputy secretary is ready and willing to give me audience to speak with the larger population. So on Sunday, most definitely, I will be there and I think I'll come back with good results based on what is on ground at the moment.
That's okay. When you finish your meeting, you report to Carol Monday and tell her how the meeting went so we can keep track of what is happening in India. Please, it's important.
No problem. And in this same light, I want to talk a little about Nigerian president in the name of President Goodluck Jonathan.
Yes, go ahead.
In this same light, I want all Biafrans to see reasons why they must join this struggle, whichever possible means they will contribute in no small measure to realize Biafra, this because this is our time. Yes, I want to talk about Jonathan. Jonathan is a child or is a man of history. Considering his political career as of today being the Nigerian president, he's a man of history. We all know how history brought him to become Nigerian president. In that same light, I want to still believe that 2015, a typical Ijaw man that I know, if you refuse to grant him his wish, he will decide to spoil that something. That's a typical Ijaw man's attitude, which I know I've lived with them very, very well. And in this same context, I want Biafrans all over the world to understand that 2015, considering what is happening in the political terrain in Nigeria, if Jonathan is not granted or giving a platform to contest 2015 election, certainly Nigeria will disintegrate. And this is our old time because he is going to make another history as the last Nigerian president who, in his regime or tenure, Nigerians split. Considering all his political histories, becoming Nigerian president as of today. So in this light, all Biafrans, I'm encouraging every one of us, this is our time, let's use it and use it very judiciously. God will see us through in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you for that. It is good to hear from Christian Wosu, who initially was our coordinator. And from what he said, he's still our coordinator, or he's trying to coordinate. But we also know that Robert Otijeme is part of us and is doing quite a lot of work. And he has called before, and we asked him to call back again. Robert, please, you will call us back. You call us back, let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have overrun our scheduled time, but this is your station and we are here. Go ahead. Yes.
Hello.
Who is speaking? This is Radio Biafra. We can hear you very well. Give us your name and where you are.
Yeah. Who is Nadekano? My name is Chinedu.
Yes, Chinedu who? What is your surname?
My Chinedu Eze.
Chinedweze, where are you calling from?
From Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead.
Yeah, please, I want to ask a question, very simple.
Go ahead.
Yeah, please, I want to know the reason why I don't want to call his name because it irritates me. I want to know the reason why he allowed Mo Tasa, who is the child and acquitted.
Yes. I will tell you the reason why they allowed him in. Good Lord Jonathan sent him. They are the alliance that Good Lord Jonathan is building in order for him to run again in 2015. They used him to come to Wazirike to remind Wazirike of his loyalty to them when they signed his release contract before he left jail. A deal brokered by a very famous Igbo. The thing, we don't know these things. A deal brokered by Senator Chukwumerijie brokered the deal. He negotiated the deal that saw this idiot come out of prison only to go and sell our struggle. If he was Rick doesn't do what he's doing, we must make this clear. If Owasrike refuses to dance to the tune, let me finish what I'm saying. I must finish this.
Okay.
If he refuses to dance to their tune, they will release the contract they signed with him, how much he was given, and how he pledged to betray the struggle. The house people have it in document. Owasrike will do anything the Hausa people ask him to do, including killing his own people. He will do it. That is why they gave him guns to do so. Owasrike is now armed, courtesy of the government of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, not to go and fight insurgency like Boko Haram. Boko Haram used their guns to kill us. Owasrike is using his own guns to kill
them.
Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
Sorry. I have something to discuss with you. Maybe tomorrow. But now I just want to cut short. Please, you know this is Wazirike. Yoruba, I speak Yoruba like Yoruba. I was born and raised up in Yoruba land. Yoruba are not happy how they release this Wazirike. Why this? I released this Mustafa. I meant to say, why Wazirike allowed this man into Biafra land?
He had to allow them because they said they are looking for peace and unity. Hausa people spoke yesterday. Arewa Consultative Forum said the reason why Mustafa is in Okwe, in a place built with the blood and sweat of Biafrans, is because they want to champion unity. Owasrike, I told people before that Owasrike had the same uniform with Patience Jonathan. Patience Jonathan made Owasrike a peace ambassador. Bianca, I'm telling you that freedom who? Freedom what? He's a gangster. He's a criminal. He used Biafra. Owasrike to the human body, to Biafra, is like HIV, the virus that will go into the body and tell the body that I'm part of you. So they let it stay there and it will be multiplying until it takes over the cells and destroys them. That's what he does. We've caught him. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. We must go to the line to take this call. Hopefully it's our last call because we have tried today. It's 20 minutes more and it will be 3 hours on the air. This is Radio Biafra. You will give us your name and where you are. As for us, we are in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Are you not listening? No, they are not listening. They are not listening. This is Radio Biafra, and that is the end of the program. Wherever you are on this planet Earth, we thank you very much for having listened to us today. The people are here in the studio, and I will go to them one after the other to give us their closing remarks. Unfortunately, Barrister Mamezu is with us, but I would like him to come back to us, please. His line was very shaky, to give us the closing remarks for the program, because I love listening to his voice, please. And also, Chidera is with us. And we'll start with her. On this time around, we'll do ladies first. Chidera, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
You may proceed, please.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we had everything that we discussed today, even how
Yoruba people are beginning to realize that there is need for disintegration in that country, and also that it's very wrong for Igbos to be deported. Well, that's just saying that it's their country, but I don't think that that's how God sees it, because if he sees it as our country, we won't be having all these problems we're having, and he wouldn't let us to be deported. So the very important message is that Nigeria is not for us, and we need to go back to where we come from to build it. This is not the time to keep talking. It's the time for action now. We've talked a lot. We've talked so much. It's time to take actions so that we can restore our nation. That is what I have to say. And please do rejoin us tomorrow, sometime, 7 p.m. London time. God bless you all, and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much, and God shall bless Biafra. If Chidera writes to you in relation to the transmitter on Skype, please, you must respond to us. We don't want to disappoint people at home. More especially, we don't want to disappoint the U.S. government. They said Nigeria will come to an end in 2015, and we love the Americans. The American government and the people, not our people living there. We must make that very clear. With the exception of the Odimo locals in Los Angeles, a very beautiful family, with the exception of Clifford, Iranya, please, wherever you are in that very place, and you're moved and touched by the Spirit to be like these people, to be like Chidera, like Moses Wigwe, to be like Odenigbo, our dear elder in New Jersey, to be like Chioma in Washington, D.C., people who are working tirelessly for the advancement of our people in more ways than one. You want to be like Barrister Emeka Madewese, and also our dear brother Majo Yi from the San Francisco Bay Area in California. We also remember Ekwenche, and also Innocent Ibe from New York, who is also with us, and those that hosted us in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We remember everybody. All your contributions will be remembered for as long as a Biafran exists on this earth. We want our transmitter. That transmitter will send every evil force away, believe you me. It will make people who have been blinded and corrupted within MASOP to drop their guns and embrace the truth. They will know that same gun that they are carrying is what they will use to take away these very people who are deceiving our people. They must know that. Today they are carrying guns. Yesterday they told us they are peaceful. When we tried to stop the Anambra elections in 2010, they took our men and handed them over to Nigerian police. MASOP took our men and gave them to Nigerian police in Awka, saying that we are planning violence, or we are threatening to use violence to end or to terminate the elections in Anambra. Today, MASOP is carrying guns, not to go and fight Boko Haram, but to fight Biafrans. They are kidnapping Biafrans. They are killing fellow Biafrans for Nigeria, and people are still supporting them. They must fall. It is our duty to make sure that they fall, that truth may prevail. Once we have truth on our side, there is nothing God won't do for us. Please, Ikechukwu and the rest of the crew here, please, you will help us bring this program to an end.
Fellow Biafra friends, we've come to the end of this morning's broadcast, and I thank you for being with us. We ask that you do not just come to listen, but we ask that you imbibe into you whatever you've received, and whatever you keep on receiving, that way we'll bring Biafra closer and closer to each and every one of us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, please. And our coordinator here in Malaysia, Ikechukwu, is the coordinator of coordinators. That makes it worldwide, not in Malaysia. Obilo Anthony is in charge of Malaysia. Please go ahead.
Thank you once again, our fellow listeners, as we draw the program to an end. I just want to say one or two things as my closing remark. My name remains Obilo Anthony. One of the strategies we are using here to be successful here in Malaysia is, for example, now a brother called from Spain. Maybe the coordinator in Spain may be living in northern Spain. I don't think it's easy or possible for him to travel from northern Spain to southern Spain to be coordinating, and to east and west south of Spain, even down to Gibraltar. But the strategies we are using here is, I mapped out zonal leaders from all these states, all various places. Give them books to write down. Make sure you have at least 10 people in that zone. Then report to me. What I will do is to report to Ikechukwu Enyiaga, and Ikechukwu Enyiaga will report to the editorial board. This is discipline, and it is hierarchy. Remember, we are Biafrans, as we are waiting for Biafra, we are trying to put things in order to change, also change our own nature. So these are the things you will use. If you are waiting when you will travel from north to south to east and west, honestly, you may not achieve what you are expecting. Then I want to react on one or two things a brother said regarding this issue of saboteur or whatever. I think we have passed that era of saboteur. One name is so mimi. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And in keeping with what you said, one of the regional coordinators is here with us in the studio, and he will address the world once again. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Director. Thank you, my great Biafran listeners. My name is Ugo Lawrence Chukwuma. I'm so delighted to be in the Radio Biafran station. I want to use this wonderful opportunity to encourage all Biafrans, all great Biafrans, especially our sister Rita Animbogo. She is our Biafran prophetess.
General Overseer.
Exactly.
She is the High Priestess General Overseer. He is the foundation block of our new movement, because when we say Biafra is a religion, we must give it physical manifestation. There is a Biafran church in Lagos. We are going to have Biafran churches all over the world, that people may worship Chukwu Abiyama in truth and honesty, not go to churches and things are getting worse every blessed day. Please, you may continue.
Yeah, Director, what I see in that woman's life, she has the spirit of Biafra. You know, through her, our other woman back home in Nigeria, in Biafran land, will emulate the truth. And what she said, that is only the truth can set us free. We Biafrans in diaspora, we great Biafrans in diaspora that are listening to Radio Biafra station, please, we should have the urge in us to emulate this truth. And the truth is only thing that can set us free. And we should love our neighbors as ourselves, because God loved us so much by sending his only begotten son to die for us. And that love is what we need in this mission. That love is what we need that will sanctify us to get this Biafra. I once again want to thank you all for listening as we bring this edition to an end. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much. The people in Malaysia are formidable, and we can see the reason why they are formidable. The coordinator of all coordinators worldwide, we must insist, worldwide is here. The local coordinator of Malaysia is here. The regional coordinator of Malaysia is here. Everybody working, mobilizing people all the time. What is mobilization? Tell people to listen to Radio Biafra, that's all. And leave the rest to us. We know what. And to God himself, who will go into you if you possess a good spirit and minister unto your soul and tell you to go back and make sure you help with the restoration effort. The restoration of Biafra is not my language. It was given to us by Odenigbo. That's his name, isn't it? Our brother from New Jersey. Our elder from New Jersey. He gave it to us in a speech. He said, we are not actualizing or realizing. We are restoring. And we latched onto it. The fact that we have Biafrans all over the world in each country is not my idea, not that of the editorial board, but came from our listener and coordinator in Germany, Fred Onyale. That was his own idea. It was our brother, Okechukwu Kanu, who rang from Luton in the United Kingdom and said, Radio Biafra, what Radio Biafra is doing must be heard in Biafra land. That's how we started transmitter drive. Nothing is original to the editorial board. People bring out ideas and we prosecute it. We make it happen. We don't want to talk too much about the TV. Every evil that people have done against our people will be we are using our idioms and adage as Igbo people to guide our thinking and our knowledge in this very struggle. Everything is anchored on truth. We thank you once again for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Tell at least 10 people to join us and listen. If you don't know what to do, bring your friends together, buy them some drinks. Turn on your system when Radio Biafra is tuned. You'll be convinced, you'll be amazed as to how many people will be able to participate and partake in what we are doing. And please also on Facebook. A lot of people are talking a lot of nonsense on Facebook as usual. Those of them have decided to blackmail. We welcome it. We welcome everything that they have said. Please make sure you are with us in Facebook. Radio Biafra London Facebook group. make sure you come there, request to join, and join and bring your friends with you. We have made 100,000 people have relaxed. When the initial target was 1 million, we have forgotten. Where are our people must go? Of course, there are idiots. There will be fools who will come and write. That is why somebody asked me today and said, why is it that you're not censoring people or deleting them all the time when they talk rubbish? We said, no. We want to mimic what Biafra is going to look like. Our level of tolerance of divergent views or views that doesn't agree with ours. We have to deal with even morons in the new Biafra. Of course, there will be people fathered by Hausa Fulani men. Their names are, some of them are Obinna, Ogochukwu, Ifeanyi, Nnamdi, even some of them. I have a manner of names. They answer Igbo names, but their real father is either Yoruba or Hausa Fulani. You can't throw them away. So you have to learn how to deal with them now, so you can control them in the new Biafra when we go in there. And then hope that they get on with Igbo people and then produce pure Biafran blood in the end. Please, we beg you wherever you are to try and disseminate the information. If you have flyers, make sure you distribute them, because Biafra is our religion. This radio station is Radio Biafra, incorruptible radio station, we can assure you. Nothing on this earth can make us to deviate. God is our witness. Nothing. This is where we make sure we worship every evening. And the person we worship is Chukwu Abiyama, God the Creator, Chukwu Okike, Jehovah Kusu Nile Nkendiaga. That is the person we worship in truth and in honesty. And we'll use Biafra as a sacrifice to him, and Nigeria as a burnt offering to him, because we'll burn it down if they refuse us to go. This is your radio station. Once again, thank you for listening. God will bless each and every one of you. But more importantly, that God will bless Biafra.
Triumphant from all our foes.